Flyers had to give up.
Oh, my God, Mike, for John Heyman. Breaking, Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
No. Well, no.
What, are you serious?
I swear, John Heyman
is reporting this?
2:50 p.m., breaking, Bryce to the Phillies, verbatim. Oh, isn't it so fun to listen back to how it actually went down? Good morning, Delaware Valley. I am D-Line. I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic on this Saturday morning. What a week it was, right? So Bryce Harper will officially be announced as a Philly later on today down in Clearwater. He arrived via John Middleton's plane yesterday. He will have his physical, if he didn't already have it last night. I think it was scheduled for today. And then they will address the media. And I guess just listening back to Natalie telling Mikey Miss that breaking news and how he was like, no, really? I can see why. Because weren't you riding that roller coaster? Weren't you riding it? And how many of you were ready to say, I'm over it? Because really in the hours, if not a couple days before that breaking news came down, it was as if the Phillies had become a distant place where he would land after being the front runner for so long, 118 days. So I know I was kind of over it, fed up. And I'm curious if any of you out there went from like almost anger at Bryce Harper for dragging you along, which in fact, it probably really wasn't Harper. It was his agent, which he is paid to do, Scott Boras. But like, when did it turn from and how quickly for you from stop dragging me along? I'm over this. We're going to be a good team anyhow. We made good acquisitions in this off season and get on with your life. To, whoa, he is here. He is going to wear the pinstripes. And how quickly you can forget how long it took or the up and down and all the reports that he was, he wasn't. Who was the front runner? Who wasn't? I'm going to go back. I don't know how long ago, if it was last weekend or 2 weekends ago, that Jim Bowden of MLB Network said, and because he used the phrase, Bryce Harper is rounding third and heading home to the Phillies. And we thought that was so eminent. And those words were so powerful to me. It was perfect in baseball to say, you know, this is finally coming to an end. And it didn't on that day. And another day passed. And then the Giants got back in. And it is true. Bryce Harper's press conference officially is going to be at 2 o'clock. And NBC Sports Philadelphia will be carrying that live. So, you can look forward to that later this afternoon. Actually, I was thinking about it because I'm somebody who would love to be at that news conference, quite frankly. But what do you want to hear from Bryce Harper, if anything in particular? I, for one, would love to know when he knew he wanted to be a Philadelphia Philly. Like, did he really explore these other options and what separated the Phillies from the others? He may say it was actually being able to have the largest contract in professional sports ever to this date. And obviously somewhere down the line, somebody else is going to break that number. And that may be the reason. It may be the fact that he never has to worry where he's going to be playing or working in his career, because 13 years will take him to 39 years old. So one of those. Or maybe it was this city. Were there real conversations between him and Mike Trout where he was asking about Philadelphia? I just am looking forward to, I hear he's very polished in his conversations. He's been a pro since he was a young guy. And so it's almost as if he's been groomed to be able to have these kind of conversations. So what do you want to hear? What are you looking forward to hearing from Bryce Harper when he addresses the media down there in Clearwater at 2 o'clock this afternoon? And the other thing is, Were you one of the however many? Now, I don't know how many people it was. I just know they said $4 million in ticket sales took place after it was announced that Harper was coming to Philadelphia. Were you one of them? And what did you purchase? Did you, like, just want a couple of games? Did you sign up for season tickets? What do you think the ballpark will be like? Because we spent a lot of time last summer talking about how even when the Phillies were good, and I think what I read this morning, they had spent 38 days in first place last year. Even when they were having those good 38 days, the ballpark was not, people weren't going. Does Bryce Harper change that? I think it does. In an article by Mike Sielski in Philly.com today, I thought this was, he says this very accurately. He said, Harper arrives having already established himself not merely as one of Major League Baseball's best players, but as its biggest star at the apex of his abilities as the face of his sport. And I know when I was listening to right after that breaking news, and Mikey Mist was saying, you know, he has an it factor to him, whether it's the hair, the way he carries himself, but there is an it factor to it. And Sielski went on to say that because of that, it kind of separates him from Pete Rose in 1978, Tomy in 2002, Cliff Lee in 2010. The 1992 trade will go to other sports for Eric Lindros, or the drafting of an Allen Iverson in 96. And I get what he's saying, because you didn't know for sure what an Iverson would become. Lindros was still a young guy. I mean, you do know Bryce Harper is coming here and he's gonna hit home runs. He's hit more home runs as in a visiting ballpark in Citizens Bank Park than any other ballpark around the league. So I think that's true. How big or what would you compare it to? He goes on to say he compares it to actually Dr. J joining the Sixers. And I think those are great to think about. The original one I thought of was Terrell Owens when the Eagles added him. Now, his personality and his past maybe made that a little different. So we'll see. But it's certainly star quality. If ever there was star hunting and it delivered, it's this with the Phillies signing Bryce Harper. Speaking of which, Joel Embiid will miss a fifth consecutive game because of tendonitis in his knee. And so the Sixers are going to play the Golden State Warriors later tonight. 8:30 game, a game you can hear right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But he'll miss a fifth straight game. And I'm curious if people have concerns that, you know, we kind of keep going along, well, he's just resting. Well, how long is he going to be resting and how necessary? Like, is this more serious than we've been led to believe? So they are trying to get themselves together for, you know, the postseason and being this cohesive unit that goes into that postseason with all the acquisitions that Elton Brand made at the trade deadline. And, you know, what are your concerns about Embiid? I say that with the fact that they did go into Oklahoma City and win that game the other night. Tobias Harris was tremendous. Jimmy Butler rang the bell. He, too, was tremendous. And so they are learning to play together without a Joel Embiid. But, and that's a big but, I think if there is really reason to be concerned, you can only go so far without the big man in the middle. And so, I mean, I love the rest. And if you tell me the problem with tendonitis is I know rest helps, but how much rest and how do you know when he's going to be okay? And what makes tendonitis get so bad that, you know, all of a sudden you have to shut it down? The other thing is because he is not playing, does that take away from, because we marked the calendar for Sixers versus Golden State. And it's a little bit of a revenge game because the Sixers went to Golden State and won earlier this year. Now, in that game, the Warriors would tell you they had no Klay Thompson. So now they come into your building and you don't have one of your stars. And so does the game become less appealing, or do you want to see how it plays out? And I, for one, like seeing how they fill the need. You know, there's no Boban. He also is out. So it's been Jonah Bolden, who's been playing in the middle there. And then some small ball. And actually, I thought Amir Johnson, we give a lot of grief to him. I thought he was really solid the other night in OKC. So we can talk a little about the Sixers. No Joe because of the tendonitis in the knee. And Bryce Harper, we're going to finally hear from him. That would be another question I would have. Like, how hard is it to remain silent through 118 days of free agency? I mean, seriously, you can go and look. None of these guys say a word. They do talk to their friends, but that never even got out. Like, how do you keep that under wraps for so long? Not anybody knowing what is really, really going on. So I'd be curious about that. And then I'm going to be curious as to when will we see him play during spring training. You know, obviously you haven't played, or maybe you've been working out, but yeah, you need to get up to speed with your teammates and the whole program down there in Clearwater. So Bryce Harper and the Sixers take the spotlight on this Saturday morning. I kind of like to treat Saturday morning as a recap. You know, I was thinking of the different people I listened to here on the station this week. Charlie Manuel weighed in, and maybe a little later on we'll play his interview. Charlie was always one of my favorites, just a great skipper and a great man. So we had that. Larry Bowe was on. Jim Salisbury last night. It was a lot of people, because this kind of news, this generates like enthusiasm, excitement that can really, I mean, this, I had to write a paper and I was writing how it really puts your whole city. Maybe it started with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and then, you know, Brett Brown wanting star hunting, and they failed in free agency star hunting, but really twice this season. Elton Brand, I would say he killed it with his two moves, one to get a Jimmy Butler and the second to get a Tobias Harris. And then you have this Bryce Harper signing. And what it does is it basically puts a little onus on everybody professional team-wise in the city. Like, if you don't go and get the best or go and make a winning product, you're going to fall behind real fast, because the other teams in your city, they are putting the pedal to the metal and want to make championships in Philadelphia. And it's a really exciting time to not only be a sports fan, but to cover sports in this city. And I don't even know. I mean, I know back in, I'll go back to 01, because that was the last, the Eagles were good then. That was when Andy Reid was going to the NFC Championship game repeatedly. And the Sixers were good, obviously. The Phillies, their time was coming. It wasn't yet. And then, you know, the Flyers at that point, I think those were still the Lindros years. My brain would say yes. But this would feel, maybe it feels even better because we're in the moment and it just looks so optimistic on so many levels. How do you feel about that too? 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until 1 o'clock, so we can have some good conversation this Saturday morning. We'll kick things off with Jimmy in Mount Holly. Jimmy, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gee, 15 days till Selection Sunday. How cool is that?
Wow, is it that fast already? Yeah, that's right, because yesterday was March 1st.
Yeah, as far as Bryce Harper, I mean, I'm obviously elated that we got him, but I'm probably the only person in your listening audience that actually loved the fact that it dragged out for as long as it did. Now, if we'd have signed him immediately, I mean, we would have had 3 or 4 days of celebration and elation. And then what else were we going to talk about? I love sports talk radio, especially when you're on. I like to listen. I like to call in. I like to hear what the fans have to say. So I'm, you know, I had a happy ending, and I got everything I wanted with this.
So you enjoyed the drag it out? I didn't. I found it annoying.
Well, that's why.
But I agree with you that it made for longer conversation.
Yeah, as far as the Sixers, I mean, I'm the eternal optimist in most cases, but I mean, I think we get smoked like a peace pipe tonight. I mean, it's a revenge game. I mean, Golden State's really going to care about this game. They're going to have Clay. We're not going to have Embiid. I mean, I'd be pleasantly shocked. I'll say, if we can pull this thing off, I mean, as the late, great Harry Callis would say, I would have high hopes for how far this team could even go. I mean, I think they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals as it is, but I mean, if they could beat Golden State under these conditions, look out.
Well, I would agree with you on your home. I will say they have an excellent home court, and that is one thing. I don't know if you heard me, but there was no Klay Thompson when, and I say, you know, we don't have Embiid, or the Sixers don't have Embiid tonight, so we'll see how it goes, but it would probably, yes, if you could beat them without Embiid, that goes a long way.
Now, Lucia, the last topic you said you wanted to discuss, I was kind of trying to prepare my call. You said the last thing you said before you took me my call. What was the last thing?
I was just saying, when was the last time that you felt this optimistic about all of your Philadelphia sports? I was going back to 01 because that was when the Eagles were going to the NFC Championship game repeatedly. The Sixers obviously were good. The Phillies weren't yet. They were on the cusp, but Tomey had arrived. He arrived in 02. So I was just curious of if this feels like another time where you felt like this is a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, that's a great point of reference by you, but I'll tell you, I'm very optimistic about all these teams. I mean, the Eagles, they can win the Super Bowl next year. I mean, the Sixers, like I said to you a few minutes ago, if they can beat Golden State tonight, I don't put anything past them. I mean, the Flyers, if they can get in the playoffs, I mean, as I told another host, this isn't a hot streak, D. This is sustained, excellent play out of this hockey team.
I got to tell you, because it didn't look good. They got that fluky goal at the end of the second period last night, and that really did propel them into that third.
And Carter Hart will be coming back. See, I asked another host a question somewhere recently that if Moose Elliott kept winning, like without losing once, do you stick with him? Now that's moot. Carter Hart will be coming back.
Oh, yes.
And in the case of the Phillies, I mean, they could win the World Series. I mean, they could. I mean, I do want them to get pitching, but I'm also hopeful that we'll have a renaissance by Arrieta. And one of these young kids are going to be consistent, like a Vinny Velasquez, an Ike Hall, or an Eflin. So, I mean, they could win the World Series this year.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't rule it out. Obviously, they became the front runner to win their division, so that's a good first step.
Dude, I'll tell you, I am pumped. This is going to be an exciting summer of baseball. I mean, no matter what. I mean, the difference between this and last year, I would say we don't win, but we get close. I mean, these games are going to be exciting. I mean, I love offense. I mean, I love Lumber. I mean, we're going to lose 7-5, maybe instead of 1-0 and 2-1. I mean, I can't wait. But I'm just confident that Arrieta is going to renaissance. And if Nolan can give us what he did last year, I mean, we maybe should have a dress rehearsal for a parade now.
Jimmy, have a great rest of your Saturday. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. That's so funny. We could have a dress rehearsal right now. You know what? It does make me think, though, when he talks, offense does. It's appealing to people, no matter what the sport. Offense is appealing because action is happening. And so from a run-scoring standpoint, the city should be in for a treat with this roster. 610-632-0975. Yeah, in terms of what he was talking about, if the Sixers could beat the Golden State Warriors tonight. By the way, the Warriors come in having lost two in a row, so they're 6-4 in their last 10. Obviously, they're on an East Coast swing. But with no Joel Embiid, the long haul is what I'm concerned about. It would be great, fine. I'll take a win anytime, and especially over the Warriors. But the long haul, whatever is up with Joel Embiid, I need to know what's happening. 610-632-0975. Bob is with us on the cell. Bob, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hi.
Can you turn your radio down?
I just did, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so
I just want to give my prediction because now we're talking about confidence in Philly sports.
Yes.
Right now. And I've never been this confident in them. When Bruce Hoskins came up in 2017 in August, right then I predicted 2020, all four teams were making the finals.
Oh, wow. I think
we could go 0-4. I'm not predicting any wins. I'm just predicting that we're going to get there. It's a 0-4. I don't know.
Well, let's not be the Buffalo Bills of 2020 and go 0-4. You got to get one.
I don't think that's going to happen because, like, in 1980, we went 1-4. So I'm thinking it's going to be the same thing where, like, all four teams get there, and then once we're there, anything can happen.
2020. Okay. I like it. I mean, obviously, you have the Eagles, the Phillies, and the Sixers have made moves to certainly, you know what, a little bit of concern to me, though, who backs up Carson Wentz. I hope he stays healthy for the whole kit and caboodle next year, but I would be concerned in terms of having a backup plan that would be able to do what Nick Foles did.
That is my one big concern with the Eagles, but I still think that if Carson Wentz stays healthy, they can do it. Right, and then the only other concern would be the Flyers. Can they score enough? Because I feel like Carter Hart in the second year is going to be able to lead that team to the playoffs. It's just a matter of that offense is good enough. Sixers,
sure.
I think they show they're good enough, and
they need to keep their pieces.
Yes, they need to keep the pieces. That is true. But even if they only keep one of those two that they just traded for,
yep, which is fine. I mean, they'll spend that money on other talent, I think. But yes, if they keep one of those two, I would, if I had to say which one I'm pretty confident is already ready to stay, it would be Tobias.
Right. No, definitely. He seems like he loves it here.
Yes. I mean, it would appear.
You never know. But that's,
I mean, we'll learn this afternoon. Money talks is what I'm going to guess Bryce Harper is going to tell us. And in the case of a Tobias Harris, who is also 26 years old, now he can't get 13 years, but he can get more money from the Sixers than he can from any other team in the league.
Very true.
Yeah. So, well, I like your 2020, Bob. I'll put it on my calendar.
Let's do it.
All right. Have a great Saturday, Bob. Thank you. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I think Mikey Miss had 2020, and I think he and Tyrone and Natalie were talking yesterday about how he was at spring training in 2015, so we're going back a little bit, and he said 2020 was going to be the year of the championships in the city, and that was long before you knew Bryce Harper was coming. That was long before the Sixers had a Jimmy Butler or a Tobias Harris. So 5 years out, though, pretty impressive. They certainly will all be teams that people talk about as possibilities for having winning ways. 610-632-0975. What do you want to hear from Bryce Harper when he talks at 2 o'clock this afternoon? What do you want him to share with you about either the process of these negotiations, or do you not even care? He's signed, and now you're looking forward, and you want to see what he has to say about playing at Citizens Bank Park, the construction of this team, what his expectations are for himself and for them as a team. All of the above are on the table. If you could ask Bryce Harper one question, what would it be? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. One of the biggest weeks ever in Philadelphia sports. The NHL Stadium Series.
Boom! Giroux wins it in overtime!
Big Sixers wins.
Ben Simmons with a right-hand throwdown, and he bellows out to try to put a little punctuation mark on that jam.
Eagle Brandon Graham signs 3-year extension.
We have more breaking news.
BG, man. They have signed a 3-year extension with the Eagles.
Brandon Graham signed a 3-year extension with the Philadelphia Eagles.
And the Bricing on the cake. Bryce Harper is a Philly.
Oh my God, Mike, breaking. Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
The ultimate 4-for-4 week, and we're talking about it all. There's only one station that is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Get excited.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hurry to Macy's for extra savings on the newest spring styles and trends. Just use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 25 or 15% off. Save on faves with 20 to 40% off the latest looks, shoes, handbags, and more. Sleep longer with 8-piece reversible bed ensembles, $37.99. Save 25 to 65% on men's suits, sportswear, and more. Now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards members get more perks for all their likes. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to start that next brake job on your to-do list. And AutoZone is the perfect place to get the job started. Our Duralast brake bundle has the pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Starting at $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone, we'll help you keep your brakes in shape so you can stop with confidence. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a 2-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in the tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
Recognize this song? What if you could have the chance to meet Camila Cabello on tour?
Who loves priceless surprises?
Now when you use your MasterCard, you can get surprises to share. From gift cards to hanging backstage with Camila. How does that sound?
Woo!
With MasterCard, every day is a chance to start something priceless.
Thank you guys so much.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to U.S. cardholders 18 and older as of February 8th, 2019. Debit PIN and international transactions ineligible. Ends March 31st, 2019. Visit PricelessSurprises.com for official rules and complete details.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy 2 Bosch Envision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A $348 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic. With one out, the pitch. Swing and a long drive. Deep to right. Going, going, going. Goodbye. He has done it. Changed the game of the night with one swing of his bats. Bang, zoom.
Bryce Harper calls this summer down there at Citizens Bank Park. I wonder what I think I did see the over-under on how many home runs I think it was like 32 and a half. He had 34 last year. That number might be higher. I'll check it out in the...
This ball is out of here!
You know what, Dylan, that's a great idea that at some point during the year, they should have Harry's voice do that. That would be, like, during the game. When it's going, just have it ready to be hit a button and let Harry make the call and just add Bryce Harper's name. Come on, technology can have you do that. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Two big things happening today in our fine city, and that is, well, this one isn't happening in the city, but it's important to us in the city. Bryce Harper will have his news conference from Clearwater, Florida, officially announcing him as a Philadelphia Philly, and he's going to wear the number 3. That's what they say. So I was asking, one, if you had an opportunity, what do you want to know from Bryce on this first day that he is sharing his thoughts on finally having a decision made, I think it was 118 days of free agency, and what it's like to now have that resolved and to know that for the next 13 years, you have a place to call home professionally in the Philadelphia Phillies. And also that Joel Embiid will miss his 5th consecutive game because of tendonitis in his knee. So do you have greater concerns than, you know, they're just plugging along and giving him rest and he'll be fine for the postseason, which is fast approaching, by the way. Can we just all acknowledge that? Let's see. I was also looking at the injury report. So, first of all, we should acknowledge that the Sixers, in his absence, have gone 3-1 in the 4 that that he's been sidelined. Beat the Heat, the Pelicans, and the other night, OKC. They lost by 15 to the Blazers. So it's not like they're suffering per se. Maybe other people definitely have been picking up the slack, whether it was Ben Simmons one game, last game. It was definitely Tobias Harris. But when something drags on, they said, you know, he'll be evaluated in a week. He was evaluated and now, you know, was going to miss OKC. Now he's going to miss against the Golden State Warriors. 610-632-0975. Joe is with us in Harleyville. Joe, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Good morning, D. You're my favorite basketball host.
Thank you.
You and Devon should do a great hour basketball show every day.
We did have an opportunity last week to be down at the center. It was kind of fun.
Oh, it was great. I was there. I was there listening. Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. Anyway, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned now. What's going on?
Yeah, meeting with Joel?
Yes. And you know, what bothers me is the double speak that we heard at the very beginning of the announcement when they said...
That it could have been caused by the layoff, and yet now here we're going to lay them off to help it get better.
Now, come on. You know, do we have like, I don't know the doctors that we have on this team, but come on, you got to give them, that can't be right. Now that he's missing this time, important teams.
I will say this, Joe, that, tendonitis, I do know that they recommend rest. That I do know. How do you measure when it's getting better, and how do you know when to come back and, you know, and hopefully not have a flare up again? That I don't know.
Because this is an important game tonight. You know, I just think that the fans deserve to have him on the floor if he in fact can play.
Well, the fact that he's on I hear you in that regard. You know, the NBA has kind of changed their philosophy with that. And you have to report your injuries. And it does go on every day. The NBA updates the injuries and they're all written there. So he is on the NBA's injury with the tendonitis in the knee.
Okay.
And it is definitely on there.
Well, thank you, D.
No problem, Joe. I hope you'll still watch, and we can talk about it tomorrow, what kind of game it was.
Yes, we will.
There you go. Have a great Saturday, Joe. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, and actually, I for one, appreciate. Now, you could still I know somebody out there is going to tell me you could still fudge an injury. You could, but the fact that you definitely have to report it and put it on there, you know, that to me is significant. It all goes to the, you know, resting guys. It's not to say I don't think that you can't. Obviously, a good example would be what the Pelicans are doing with Anthony Davis, but they are playing him only 20 minutes, having had conversations with the NBA. So I guess the concern, you've played 62 games. They are 40-22. They are still sitting in fourth place. Many say it's improbable that the Pacers are still in third place given their injuries, and it's more than just Victor Oladipo. But the Sixers are only a half game back of that third spot, and they are even in the loss column. So, yes, a victory this evening would go a long way because that third spot seems to be where they want and need to be, because it avoids that Sixers-Celtics first-round matchup, which, by the way, the Celtics have fallen a game and a half back of the Sixers. So they're in a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a free fall. I'm going to see what they are. They're 4-6 in their last 10. So they have many things to figure out. But when you have 20 games to go, you know, everything's, you're jockeying for position. And that third place would, whoever gets there is going to play probably the Brooklyn Nets, though they are in a, yeah, they've become a little tighter a race with Brooklyn, Detroit, and Charlotte. But wouldn't you rather have one of those than the Boston Celtics in the first round? Unless battling the Celtics and getting beyond them to get to the second round would be, one, get rid of your demons, two, probably prepare you better for what that second round matchup's going to be, because it's going to be against a good team. So either way, a healthy team going into the postseason for the Sixers is important. And as a matter of fact, speaking of healthy teams, Jake Arrieta was talking about, you know, the addition of Bryce Harper and all the moves that actually they were all commenting, Philly's players were, that were made in the offseason. And Arrieta was the one who said, you know, now it's a matter of health, staying healthy, because this lineup can get it done. And staying healthy is so important. And so that's all you hope for at this point. Bryce Harper's news conference will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can see it on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He'll be down there in Clearwater. I guess they do that right there, either on the field. In the past, they've done some of those on the field. But anyhow, we get to hear from him for the first time. And I was asking, what are you looking forward to him saying, or what would you want to ask him? And the other point was, when was the last time you had this kind of winning excitement of, man, it's tangible. Touching championships in the next couple of years is really tangible here in the city of Philadelphia, whether it's the Eagles returning to the Super Bowl, the Sixers getting beyond that second round, making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then winning the finals, Eastern Conference Finals, and playing in the finals and take your chances. And now the Phillies. You know, the Phillies have two former MVPs on their roster now. Harper won it in 2015, and McCutchen won it in 2013. So these are exciting times in the city of Philadelphia, and I'm curious if you could compare it to another time when every day you woke up and it was like you were expecting to read about a victory or read about your team being at somewhere near the top of the standings, and that jockeying for position for the postseason was just a matter of how long would you have home field, home ice, home court advantage. And because that's where the city is right now. And it has put good pressure, I say, on each other, meaning the ownership of each of the sports, good pressure to continue to have acquisitions that make you a winning club. Because if you fall behind, there is another organization in the city that is going to take that fan from you because they have a winning product happening. So it's a good pressure. Everybody always says we want a championship. Well, I would say that the moves that have been made in this city of late or throughout this year, and really I'll go back to last year too, say they want to win. And they liked seeing parades. They liked the parade that happened for the Eagles a couple years ago. Last year? Yeah, I guess it was a little more than a year ago. But they like seeing parades, and they like having championships, and they're trying to get there. It was so barren for so long, and other cities have, like, multiple parades over and over again. And now, for the first time, it feels like there are teams in this city that will be able to compete for the prize year after year, provided... I mean, with the Phillies, that roster is there. Some may say, okay, you could use a little more pitching. We'll see. With the Sixers, you have gone out and added to your roster. Now you got to keep those guys. And with the Eagles, you need a healthy Carson Wentz for an entire season. But with all those, you have teams that can absolutely compete for the big prize. 610-632-0975. T, I'm coming back to you on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Sixers are going to beat the Warriors for the first time in 10 tries. Oh, yeah.
Sixers, Golden State, tonight at 8:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. Timeshare Freedom Group.
It's the little things, like family bowling night. Strike! Or scoring savings all weekend at Stage Stores. Starting Thursday, we've got clearance doorbusters at incredible prices, like $4.99 kids apparel and fashion jewelry, plus $9.99 clearance styles for women and men. Get big non-doorbuster savings, too, like buy one, get one 30% off beauty and fragrances, and 50% off purchases with your store card. Little things mean everything at our Stage community of stores. Bell's Goodies, Pally Royal, Peoples, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
It's the little things, like family bowling night. Or scoring savings all weekend at Stage Stores. Starting Thursday, we've got clearance doorbusters at incredible prices, like $4.99 kids apparel and fashion jewelry, plus $9.99 clearance styles for women and men. Get big non-doorbuster savings too, like buy one, get one 30% off beauty and fragrances, and 50% off purchases with your store card. Little things mean everything at our Stage community of stores. Bells, Goodies, Pally Royal, Peoples, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch and Vision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Shop like a boss with big rollback savings at Walmart. Save $50 on the Graco Forever Extend to Fit Car Seat. Get a Bissell Power Lifter Pet Rewind Vacuum for only $99. Or get a 55-inch TCL Roku 4K TV for just $338. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
The Missinelli Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning here in the Delaware Valley. Maybe you're celebrating Bryce Harper's official signing, which will take place later on today, 2 o'clock. He'll address the media from Clearwater. He arrived in Clearwater via John Middleton's plane last night. And today, finally, we get to hear from him. The star, I'm going to call him the star, the superstar, yeah. He's certainly one of the sports stars in today's game. 610-632-0975. And I thought it would be only appropriate that we give Jim Bowden credit of MLB Network, because I do believe it was this time last week where he had gone on somebody else's show. I think it was a radio show, CBS's radio show. And he had said that Bryce Harper was rounding third and heading home to the Philadelphia Phillies. And then we had to ride the roller coaster ride for the rest of the week where it didn't happen. And then all of a sudden it seemed like the Phillies in the conversation were getting pushed to a distant landing place. And voila, here we are a week later, and Bryce Harper will be wearing pinstripes. He will be here for 13 years to the tune of $330 million. The biggest professional contract ever signed. And there is no opt-out, and there is a trade clause, both of which I'm on board with. 610-632-0975. We go to T-City from Westchester. Thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
Good. Just celebrating Harper. I don't think I stopped drinking since we signed him. I don't think I stopped. I've been drinking so much Natty Light.
Oh, my goodness.
Just woke up realizing we got Harper. Just makes the Natty Light flow, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Were you, and be honest, were you fed up and saying I'm over this right before?
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big
right?
time. It was dragging on forever. I was so blinkered out. I was just losing track of how many days we've been in this mess, you know?
118.
118 days of this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. But you know what? We got them. We're winning the World Series, so it doesn't even matter. Can I talk some Eagles with you?
Sure.
I'm going to talk a little NFL NBA here, if you don't mind.
No problem.
All right. So I got two contenders, right? I got Baker Mayfield and Carson Wentz next year as my NFL MVPs. Notice how I left that bum Mahomes out of there.
I noticed. The only thing I would tell you, I mean, Carson absolutely can do that, but he has to stay healthy.
He's going to stay healthy, I think, this year, but he's just so much better than Patrick Mahomes. It's crazy to me. People are just, like, coming up to me constantly, like, Mahomes is this, Mahomes is that. No, Mahomes is stinky, dude. He's not good.
You can't be silly in the argument. I mean, the guy's year was legit.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you watched him and said, wow, one time? Because I haven't.
Yeah, the pass that he completed where he wasn't even looking?
Oh, I made that pass in my backyard to my boy T.Y. the other day.
All right, why don't you videotape that and send that to me, and let me see if there's any defense around?
We play 7-on-7, but I made that pass.
Okay. I'm happy for you, but you asked me to tell you one, and I just did.
Yeah, but I didn't say wow, because like, that was not that impressive.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
I appreciate
you. Have a good day.
You do. And enjoy the Bryce Harper signing. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I mean, look, I can call up Patrick Mahomes' stats, and the guy had a phenomenal year. And I'm not going to say the other two aren't great young talents. But in the case of Carson Wentz, you know, yes, two seasons ago, he was on an MVP track for sure until he got injured. And last year, that was not the case. When he returned from his injury, he was not the same guy, which is absolutely understandable because I think it's usually the second season back that people look more like themselves, whether it's in football, basketball, it doesn't matter. And especially depending on the injury, which in his case is a knee. So we'll see. But you can't take away what the one guy had and statistically did and where his team ended up. 610-632-0975. We will go to Merrill in Trenton. Merrill, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Just wanted to bring up in my past, the times that were like excitable for me, things that happened in the Philly sports. Although I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, I'm a diehard Philly fan in every sport you guys have.
I'm always curious when you're from, I assume you're from Trenton and have been there for a long time?
I'm a lifer.
So how do people in Trenton choose if they go New York or if they go Philly?
It's basically if you're in North Trenton and East Trenton, you're a Yankee fan. And if you're from South Trenton and West Trenton, you're a Philly fan.
There you go. I never knew. I was always curious.
Yeah, it's a melting pot here. We have very heated discussions regarding both teams.
So would you, Merrill, I'm sorry, I have one more question. So would you make the trek to go to a game at Citizens Bank Park?
Oh, I've made many.
Because not that far.
No. Right. It's a 45-minute ride, and it only gets a little crazy once you're, like, on top of the stadiums. But other than that, it's a breeze.
It's true. So when was the last time that you felt this good about Philadelphia sports?
Well, actually, two times, and I'll make it short. I remember in the early 80s when the Phillies won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers were in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
The Flyers were always competitive, and in that vein, I think when one person actually hit this town and caused excitement all over the Delaware Valley was the fight and actually winning the Eric Lindros battle.
Sure. Absolutely.
That was, for me, it was like, wow, I was, I couldn't wait to go to hockey games. It was just great. And although we fell one step short of winning it all,
sure,
it was a very good time for me and all of my friends at that time in Philly sports.
Wow. And the Eric Lindros at the time, would you say, now again, we have social media today, it makes it a very different animal to compare because, again, for the 118 days, you rode every emotion, every part of that negotiation that you weren't privy to. With the Eric Lindros, was the feeling that they were going to get him, was there talk leading up to that, or they just went out and got him?
Well, I was very happy that it was a big New York Philly confrontation over who would get him. And we thought that, you know, all the while that he would be coming to Philadelphia. And the same thing with the Bryce Harper thing. I mean, like the previous caller, it was like, come on, guys, like get it done or forget about it. Because, like, you know, every meal was, you know, the TV was on louder so I could hear what was going on. And then a friend of mine called me the other day, goes, we got him.
And you didn't want to believe it, I bet, because I didn't believe it.
Well, as soon as he said that, I said goodbye. I'm turning on, you know, a local Philly station, and everybody was, I mean, everywhere. MLB station,
yeah, then
you guys, as everything on TV. It was the news. I think CNN, when it was big news. It was even big news on the stock market channel. Everybody was talking about it.
I did see that, which I thought was amazing. But you know what that said? When it's $330 million over 13 years, that becomes even interesting news to them.
Yeah, and I even this morning in our local papers, they pointed out the incentives that he has, and boy, they're really nice incentives. On top of the $330 million, I mean, he becomes the World Series MVP. He gets $500,000.
It really is amazing. Middleton has invested almost $500 million into his roster this offseason.
It's incredible, and I'm looking forward to playoff baseball. I won't get as cocky as to say World Series. I'm hoping. I think we can get there, but one of the harangues of being a Philadelphia fan is boasting and then having to eat crow later.
Smart move by you, Merle. I hope you have a great Saturday.
You too. Have a great weekend and be safe in this weather.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, eating crow is terrible. And you know what? Let's get through the spring training and see the product a little bit. That on paper, you can absolutely have strong hopes and desires that this is World Series material, because it definitely is. But like I like to say, there's a lot of good teams. Not like the whole league, but even with the Sixers, there's good teams to come out of the East. You've done your part to be able to compete as one of those. But there are others who do their part as well. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until 1 o'clock. Mike, you're next up when we return here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Phillies sign Bryce Harper. Keep it locked on The Fanatic as baseball returns to Philadelphia. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Guys, looking to last a little longer? And go a few extra rounds? Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to the next level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill, up to twice as fast. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than those other two, so this is a no-brainer. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line, because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 97.5. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second, plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer ends 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time. Hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in the tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
It's the little things, like family bowling night.
or scoring savings all weekend at Stage Stores. Starting Thursday, we've got clearance doorbusters at incredible prices, like $4.99 kids apparel and fashion jewelry, plus $9.99 clearance styles for women and men. Get big non-doorbuster savings too, like buy one, get one 30% off beauty and fragrances, and 50% off purchases with your store card. Little things mean everything at our Stage community of stores. Bell's, Goodies, Pally Royal, Peoples, and Stage. Offer exclusions apply.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game!
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
This weekend's programming is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic, Saturday, March 2nd, which will be forever remembered as the day Bryce Harper was introduced to the city of Philadelphia as a Philly for the next 13 years. That will take place at 2 o'clock, coming to you live from Clearwater. You can watch it on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Also, later tonight at 8:30 from the center, the Sixers and Golden State Warriors will tip it up, and they will do so without Joel Embiid, they being the Sixers. He will miss his 5th consecutive game with tendonitis in his knee. We've been talking about Harper and just the signing of a star of his kind and what it makes you feel in terms of not just the Phillies, but when you look at the landscape of Philadelphia sports right now and the high hopes that all the teams have. Maybe the Flyers are a little further behind, but of having another championship. And for the Sixers, obviously, it's been a long time, 1983. The Eagles wish they had gotten back there this year, go back-to-back. That didn't happen, but that's not to say they can't do what Villanova did, 2 out of 3. And now the Phillies have a roster that's 1-2 look at, admire, and go buy tickets, because that's what a lot of people did this week when they heard Harper was signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. To the tune of $4 million of tickets were sold in those first 24 hours of that signing. By the way, I knew I had looked this up before he was actually even a Philadelphia Philly. And it was long before the Machado was still out there, the Harper was still out there, and the Phillies, who have some of the best promotional giveaways, I think. On Sunday, May 19th, the sleeve of red, white, and blue and the stars and stripes, and it does have a Phillies P on it, but that sleeve without the Phillies P was, it's basically a replica of what Harper wore during the Home Run Derby. So the fact that they would put that as a promotional giveaway, I mean, that's hedging your bet that the guy's going to sign. Now, they could say it's just a cool-looking sleeve if he didn't sign here, and, you know, we wanted to do that. But to me, it was really, as an organization, saying, we're going to get that guy, because that has been on their promotional giveaway calendar for some time. 610-632-0975. Mike is with us in Delran. Mike, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, D?
How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time to be involved in Philadelphia sports these days.
It is true, right?
So, you know, I was like everybody else. I was getting angry as every day got on. But it wasn't about Bryce Harper. It was more about John Middleton. Like, if you remember when he said the stupid money comment, the people around the nation were talking about Machado or Harper could get almost $400 million, right? So if you make a comment of stupid money, and that's the money that was getting tossed around at the time, there was no, I had to believe there was no way that we were going to get outbid. If he didn't come here, he went to somewhere that offered him less, right? So I really believe that this whole time, I understand how negotiations work, right? You guys, you know, Scott Boras, you go out and you get what you think is the best offer from all the teams available, right? You milk them for every last dollar you can. And then when you're done, you come back and talk to me, right? And that's what I feel like happens. So I never really, maybe I doubted that he would come, but more so because he just wanted to play somewhere specific. But when people were saying he didn't want to play here, he wants opt-out clauses, and then you hear the Jeff, and then you read the Jeff Passan article about how he just wants to recruit here. Deep down, maybe I just didn't. I never doubted that we wouldn't do the best job we could to get him. But with all that said, one thing that nobody has mentioned since he signed, and I'll be the guy to bring it up, is Gabe Kapler immediately gets put on the hot seat. Immediately.
No, that believe me, that is, there's a couple articles that says that.
Is there? Okay, so I mean, because, you know, everybody gave him his first year. I don't really have a problem with him. Some people like his style. He's a player's coach. That's great. But let me tell you something. If we're not winning the NL East this year, we're not running deep in the playoffs, you probably kiss him goodbye. He's probably gone.
Well, so, I would also, well, the one thing when people, when you have a contract of 13 years, if things go south, then it's usually on either the coach, skipper, who, whatever sport we're talking about. The onus falls on them or your front office. And in this case, that front office is the one that made this roster possible. So, yes, the pressure is on him. But I think people were saying even before the yes or no of Harper was like, if you do get a guy like this, you have to be more stable with your lineups. Yes. You can't keep playing these little games. People want to know where they are and that they're playing.
Yeah, it's one thing when you got younger guys.
Totally
league,
different.
Right?
Yep.
When you got McCutchen and Segura and Real Muto and Harper, you can't do that. They're not.
No, exactly. And you might find that fun. That what you did last year, except for with the, this is that can't be done with the professionals you now have on that roster.
Absolutely not. And real quick, do you think Embiid really is hurt, or are they just stringing him along to get him rest to get him ready for playoffs? I'll let you go. Have a great one, Dave.
Thank you very much, Mike. I would say that he would be playing if he could, which is what concerns me, because one of the things with Embiid that, and it happens, I guess, with others too, but I find it with big men more so, is missing games does not help him in terms of being in game shape. And we have seen this with him on numerous occasions. So I do believe he has tendonitis in his knee. When it flared up and how long, I'm not exactly accurate. Maybe it was bothering him before the All-Star break and he just was playing through it. But my answer to you, Mike, would be I do believe he's hurt, and I would have concerns of how long are you going to drag this out. Now, they can just keep saying he'll be reevaluated tomorrow. And I just don't like the drag it out without really knowing what's going on there. And because an injured player doesn't have to talk to the media, it's not like I can go over and ask and be sometime tonight, pregame or post, you know, what's really going on there. I wish I could, but injured players don't talk to the media. 610-632-0975. Scott is with us in Vineland. Scott, how are you on this Saturday? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Sister D, what's going on?
Brother Scott, I should call you.
Not on mine. Everybody calls me that. How's your dad doing?
My dad is excellent. Thank you.
Good. And always enjoy seeing him on TV. Incredible man. I know you already know that. Real quick with the little Phillies and little Sixers talk, Sister D. With the Phillies, wow. It's finally here.
I know, right?
It's just like I was growing a long beard like Moses. it's finally here. Mr. Middleton, thank him, and just everybody who had a part to do with it. I was telling a guy at work, just to be, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I said baseball fans have a lot to do with it. You know, me and you could say, oh, we're giving up our Eagles season ticket. There's somebody right there licking their chops. Boom, right in line with us. But to me, Sister D, would you agree? Again, it's like baseball fans have a lot to do, a lot of say. Would you agree with that?
A lot of say in what? I'm not sure.
I guess kind of like, how can I say it? Like almost like the Bryce Harper thing. It said fans had a lot to do. Of course, Mr. Middleton, everybody else did. But to me, it just seemed like, not going to games, should I say.
You're saying, did that have an impact?
Yes.
It might have had an impact on John Middleton wanting to change that situation. And the way you change it is to have a star, which in baseball, I don't think there are a lot of them.
Right.
Because they don't do a great job of marketing their product, of marketing their people. I mean, if you look at the other sports, the individuals, certainly in basketball, quarterbacks for sure in football. But anyhow, you went out and you got one of the faces of that Major League Baseball today is Bryce Harper. So, I mean, I think that in that regard, maybe, yes, they were listening. But the other part is just wanting to have a winning product. And the way you do it is you get talent.
Yes, because I think they probably also, of course, looked at the Eagles and what's going on with the Flyers.
Well, Scott, that was part of what I started this show with, was saying that in a good way, this city now has, the organizations are putting pressure on the other organizations, because if you do not keep up with the Joneses in terms of putting out a winning product, your fan is going to go elsewhere, because one of them is, whether it's the Eagles trying to get back to the Super Bowl and getting talent that will allow them to do that, or in the case of the Sixers, Elton Brand, when you could not close on star hunting and free agency, he definitely closed twice this year in getting talent through trades in a Butler and a Tobias Harris. So I like the pressure that the organizations are putting on, whether it's purposely or not, it's happening.
And it's definitely a good thing, Sister D. Thanks for that answer. Last but not least, to wrap up, once again, enjoy talking to you. Just enjoy seeing your dad, and God bless you out there going in your travels. Last one is, who's the pressure on now of winning, Coach Kapler or still on Coach Brown?
Right. Yeah, that's a great one. Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. Yeah, who has greater pressure, Gabe Kapler or Brett Brown? I think the criticism comes pretty equal for both of them. I think in terms of, Brett's coaching has been what it's been now. He's in his sixth year. So people say, they can't stand this play or that lineup. I think that what you see and how they play has been pretty consistent for the 6 years, though not always with the same talent. With Gabe Kapler, who's now only going into his second year, I mean, really, if we go back to the first series last year, and he got crushed for that, and then when he returned to Citizens Bank Park, got booed, then he produced a team that was in first place for 38 days and then had a monster collapse. But I think his analytics and his jockeying of the lineup, I think he will have pressure if he does those same kind of out-of-the-box moves that he did with that young roster a year ago, and he tries to do that with this, and he doesn't let the talent. He can't be the guy, you can't be talking about him. To be honest, you want Gabe to be the person you're not talking about. And so in that regard, I don't know him well enough to know if he understands that, that he will adjust to the talent that is now on this roster. We'll see. But I'll look forward to seeing it, I can tell you that. 610-632-0975. Rob is with us in Bluebell. Rob, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Dee. I'm curious to hear your opinion on... Fortunately, we signed Harper, so all the attention is on the Phillies. But the fact that Joel Embiid's not playing tonight and just played in the All-Star game, for someone that's spent a fortune for tickets tonight, it's more than irritating. I'm curious to hear what you think.
No, I believe me. I hear you. And that's one of the things that I am not a fan of. I don't know what the phrase is that they call that, but basically you pay more for your Golden State Warrior ticket than you do if the Charlotte Hornets comes in. I much rather would like to have where, you know, the 200 level is this price, courtside is this price for all 41 home games, because then I can understand when a guy doesn't play because he's hurt that, you know, okay, it comes with the course of a season. But when you are jacking up a price because it's a one-time visit, I just don't think that is fair, because you can't be sure of who's going to be in that lineup or not.
And do you think he's really hurt, or do you think it's a rest situation?
No, I do think he has a problem with his knee right now,
which is very concerning. And how about the fact that he played in the All-Star game? Why would he not rest? And I've heard Brett Brown with the mumbo jumbo.
Unfortunately, we haven't heard from Embiid since he played in the All-Star to explain his decision to one play in it, because that's not the organization's decision. That's his.
Even if he has knee pain, it's not the organization's decision to say shut it down until after the break. I mean, they're going to leave that decision to him?
No. Well, first of all, he played in the game before the All-Star game, and then he played in the All-Star game, and then he came back and said his knee was bothering him.
Yeah, very frustrating. My concern is it really a bigger problem?
That would be my bigger concern. Now, they have said, you know, there is no structural damage. All right, I'm always glad to hear no structural damage, but tendonitis, whether it's, you know, you and I, who as we get old, you know, you get tendonitis in your elbow or your knee or whatever, and, you know, it's painful and it hurts. Or how much rest is necessary, and how do you know when to come back? That I don't have the answer to.
Yeah. And the other question, do you feel, with all your basketball knowledge, that Brett Brown, now that especially you're not involved with Comcast at all, so do you feel Brett Brown can take this team to the next level on his, specifically his substitution pattern and the way he coaches this team?
All right. Well, first of all, to the substitution patterns, there were a couple of them that were a little bizarre when they added five new faces at the trade deadline. So, you know, he can know who a guy is on paper, and you're still bringing in five new guys and you're sending out, you know, Landry was part of the rotation. So I would say he has settled in, but now he's figuring out a rotation without two of his big men. So rotations to me is when you have everybody healthy, does he do the right thing and have at least two of those top four guys on the court at all times? He does now. And okay. I appreciate that. Is he capable of taking them to the next level? I believe he is. I think one of the things that, and you know, this is just me, he's had them in the top 10 in all the important defensive categories each of the last 2 years. And I think that's necessary. Now, what happened in the Celtics series, until they prove that they have learned from that, nobody's really going to believe. But that was not all coaching. That was an inexperienced group that was outplayed in terms of what Boston did with their depth and how they took Embiid away from the rim. That won't happen again this year if they have the opportunity.
Unfortunately, watching Toronto last night Milwaukee just look at like another level anyway.
They do.
They just look phenomenal. I can't imagine the Sixers, you know, even with the changes and assuming that these players fit into this team, those two teams just look unbelievable.
And Rob, I'll ask you this, because that would be a second round matchup for the Sixers. Tell me that either of those, don't they look a lot better than what Boston was a year ago in the second round?
Oh, absolutely. Right. But I'm scared to death of Boston, though, just because for whatever reason, the Sixers just...
I hear you.
And Brad Stevens looks like he's at another level.
Well, Rob, I appreciate the call, and thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. The only thing I'll say, Rob, one last parting thing about Brad Stevens. Excellent coach. I'm a big fan, but he has not been able to figure out his team, quite frankly, this year. They played very well against the Sixers, and I know they've beaten them three times, but they have their own little issues right now, and he has only 20 games to figure that out. They've gone 4-6 in their last 10, and they are now a game and a half behind the Sixers, who are in the fourth spot. So I think he is a great coach. I don't think he has the same situation as he did a year ago where he got everything he possibly could out of his roster with two key guys hurt. 610-632-0975. Bryce Harper will be greeting the media today at 2 o'clock from Clearwater. Should be fun to listen to Bryce talk about how he decided, and actually maybe the money decided, but how he decided that Philadelphia should be his home for the next 13 years and what it was like for him, a 26-year-old guy, going through these negotiations where you really can't say anything to anybody, maybe your close friends, maybe your family, but you have to sit and wait, and you can stay away as best you can from social media or reading newspapers and see what they're saying about you that is good or bad. Because there was plenty of both as the negotiations were happening. Anyhow, he will address the media, and we'll get to hear from him for the first time. And as you've heard from some of the callers, concerns about Joel Embiid's health, as well as the fact that for people who, you know, looking forward to this date, playing the Warriors at the center on a Saturday night, and now you paid a lot of money and the star is not going to be in the lineup. 610-632-0975. We go to Linda in Mayfair. Linda, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
D-Lineham, I am such a fan of yours. If you were on every day, I would listen to you.
Ah, thanks, Linda.
I am 70 years old. I have just been forcibly retired because of my heart. And if Bryce Harper completes his contract, honey, I will be 83 years old.
Isn't it fun to hear people say how old they're going to be when the contract is over because it's so long?
It is, but I will tell you, I do not have a TV. I have not for 2 years.
Wow.
Well, it's too much, Dee.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on Social Security, honey, you can't afford that.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Cable is, it's pricey.
But I listen to the radio all over the world.
Good for you,
and
Linda.
And to hear Bryce Harper's name from the corridors of Canadian Parliament to Buckingham Palace, the BBC did a thing on Bryce Harper. I mean, he is all over. New York radio spent the whole day talking about him.
That is unbelievable.
I am so proud. I mean, maybe we'll have this year to be relevant again. You know, it broke my heart, Dee, when I did have a TV, to see the stadium empty.
Yeah,
it's
empty.
Very...
I know. Well, I don't think it's going to be that this year, Linda. I think they're going to come out in droves.
Well, a friend of mine, believe it or not, tried to get tickets.
And?
Could not get through, Dee. Could not get through. I don't know if the website crashed, but I heard they sold almost $5 million in tickets.
That is true.
Within a certain time period, but...
You know what it was, Linda? It's similar to when you hear pick your favorite musician or band. When you hear they're coming to town the first time, they're going to offer the tickets. Same thing happens where it's very difficult to get through because everybody wants it in that moment.
I know, but it's just wonderful. And my neighbor's going to let me look at baseball with him.
Oh, good.
He's got a 62-inch TV.
Oh, wow.
But I love Bryce Harper. He has panache and swagger.
He does.
And that's what we need back in this town. The one thing I wanted to ask you, Dee, about the Sixers. I stayed with them when they were 9-73. Okay.
Yes.
Or whatever that was. It was so sad. Bill Campbell used to do their
games, yeah.
their games, but their bench stinks, honey. Let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
During the off season, do you think they're going to fortify that thing? Because it's pitiful looking, Dave.
It is right now. Linda, I appreciate the call. I'll answer that on the other side because I have a break to get to. But I will talk about the bench, the Sixers bench, which was changed and still does not fill the needs for many out there if you are going to be a championship caliber team. That and Bryce Harper. I love it. Linda sharing with us that, yes, the BBC, we heard Bloomberg, I know, did something on it. When you sign 13 years for $330 million, the biggest professional sports contract ever, it makes big news everywhere. Was it big news enough for you? And will you be listening to him? What do you want to hear from Bryce Harper when he steps to the podium in Clearwater at 2 o'clock this afternoon? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia is the new home of Bryce Harper. 13 years, $330 million. Bryce Harper is a Philly. We're breaking it all down. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thanks additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS 65. Previous rentals. Encore 24-month lease. Zero due at signing with 1,500 conquest rebate. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown is in full swing. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, GMCs, cars, trucks, and SUVs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $53,740. You pay $26,870. That's half price. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. $199 down delivers. 0% financing for 72 months. Sign and drive. New 2019 Buick Encore. Just $199 per month. Zero due. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, and GMCs reduced. 0% for 72 months. No payments till Memorial Day. Now in full swing at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
All right, guys, if you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on an empty stomach. And they're cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and enter the promo code 97.5 and get your first order free. You'll only have to pay a $5 shipping fee. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
Attention, Philadelphia sports bettors. Guys, this is JR from JRWins.com, and I've got unbelievable, incredible information that we've just uncovered on this big matchup going down tonight between Golden State and Philadelphia. You heard right. Warriors 76ers action. The point spread winner, yours absolutely free right now on my 30-second recorded message. Call this number now. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. 800-499-FREE. The only company in history to ever... never hit over 80% documented. In fact, we gave out close to 100 games for free, live on air, and we were documented 81%. Tonight's game between the Warriors and 76ers is a surefire winner. Call now, get it free on tape. 800-499-FREE. 800-499-3733 and online at jrwins.com.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, or windows and doors that are inefficient, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty and work primarily in the PA suburbs, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R, roofing.com. We will protect your house.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
It's the final week of Staples Chair Event. Your last chance to save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Like Staples Merit Desk Chair, now just $99.99. You save $70.
So congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals and saving up to 40% on chairs fit for a boss.
But hurry, Staples Chair Event ends this week. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/2/19 while supplies last.
Low prices just got lower with hundreds of rollbacks at Walmart. If you've been putting off buying that 4K Ultra HD TV, those new Goodyear tires, or the latest smartphone, now's the time to shop. Because Walmart has all that and more on rollback. Just visit your local Walmart or Walmart.com.
Sports Talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you here on this Saturday morning, March 2nd. And before I move forward, I just want to go back to the last caller. Linda was concerned about the Sixers bench, and that's understandable. Right now, it's a little depleted because you are playing without a Joel Embiid for a fifth consecutive game tonight. And Boban Marjanovic is also out. So you're down two big men. One is a starter, one is a backup. But I'm going to use the Golden State Warriors as an example because I don't think their bench would wow many people either. Kevin Looney, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, Quinn Cook. I mean, in the last meeting against the Sixers, that bench combined for 16 points. Now, they were without Klay Thompson that game, so somebody stepped into the, Alphonso McKinney stepped into the starting lineup. But my point being is, the really, really good teams, and I would put the Sixers starting five, when healthy, up there with the best in the league, that they're, you don't use your bench as much, but your rotation is what becomes so critical, so that you always have at least two of your key pieces. I would even say if you have the five that the Sixers have, nine times out of ten, you ought to be able to keep three of those guys out of there. Maybe for a small period of time, it's down to two. But so in terms of, I say, hold out hope that it's more about the rotation right now than it is about that lineup. So that would be my thought about that. 610-632-0975. Bryce Harper will be officially announced as a Philadelphia Philly at 2 o'clock. That is a press conference that you can hear on NBC Sports Philadelphia. It'll be coming to you live from Clearwater. And in terms of the star power, I was saying, you know, when do you remember a signing like this that had the city as excited? And you know what happens? In this moment, it seems like there's nothing that's ever compared, because maybe part of it is because of the $330 million that goes along with it. But I love that Ruben Frank put together a list of 10 athletes who made the biggest splash. So it's not what they did or accomplished after they came here, but it was in the moment of the signing that it was a splash of that nature. So he has like Bryce Harper to kick it off, of course. And I love that the picture, because I had gone to the Phillies promotional giveaway, and the picture that Ruben has here is from the Home Run Derby, and you can see the sleeve that on May 19th will become a giveaway. It doesn't say it's a Bryce Harper sleeve because he wasn't, when they added this, he was not yet a Philly, but we will all know when they give it away. It was done in his honor. So I always used to say this guy's name wrong. Asamoah with the Eagles. I remember when they signed him and at the Asma. Thank you.
Asamoah? Nnamdi Asamoah?
Yeah, Nnamdi. But that was a big deal. Now, he didn't live up to the billing, but at the time, it was a big deal for sure. Who else is on here? Let's see. Oh, the Elton Brand, because he took the Philly Max, and now it's funny to go back and look at Elton Brand, because now he's the one we're relying on for maximizing deals with guys that he's now traded for. But that was a big signing at the time. He was definitely the biggest on the market, and people didn't think that the Sixers had enough money to get him. Now, unfortunately, when we got Elton Brand, injuries hurt. And not only the him coming back from the injury, remember he had played only like 8 games to be able to get on that free agency market and get a deal. But then he had the shoulder injury as well. Danny Briere, that was a good one. And he had great years. Peter Forsberg, this is all from Ruben Frank. Obviously, Bryce Harper was on the list. Cliff Lee. Who else do we have? Pete Rose. I hope Dr. J's on here somewhere. I don't know if my tablet is not allowing me to look at all these things. Oh, John Runyon. That's a great one. I guess I also, Jim Thome was who we all thought about because that was 2002. I think that Ricky Waters is on here. I think what the biggest thing is that in the moment, did the move elevate the team to championship status? And I think in the Bryce Harper, it's not just because it's him, but it's him with the other moves that were done this off season that makes people think this is a strong possibility, not just to win their division, but to represent in the World Series. So that the other moves may not have felt like they were bringing championship level yet, but it was a step in that direction. 610-632-0975. If you could ask Bryce Harper one question today, would it be about the negotiations? Would it be about expectations for himself or his team? Or like, what was most important to you in finding a place to call home, or in the contract that eventually he did get? 610-632-0975. The other thing is that the Philadelphia 76ers will play the Golden State Warriors, a game that can be heard right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, beginning at 8:30 from the center. Joel Embiid will miss his 5th consecutive game, and is it of concern that he is now missing a 5th straight game? The Sixers have gone 3-1 in the previous 4, and they have beaten the Heat, the Pelicans, and the Thunder on the road, and the Pelicans on the road. The Blazers beat them by 15. What is the level of concern? Is it more that you think that he is resting, or that you are concerned that he really does have soreness in his knee, and what that means as you go forward in the final 20 games before you get to the postseason? One of the things I would say is, if you could ask him, and I haven't been able to because he's injured and he doesn't talk to the media when he or anybody else is injured. But I'd like to know, you know, everybody always says, if it were the postseason, would you be able to be out there? I mean, I know the answer usually is I would fight through whatever, and you would be out there. But, you know, these games become important. I said that they are separated by a half game between the 3rd seed and the Sixers in the 4th seed. So Indiana is a half game ahead of them, and the Boston Celtics are a game and a half behind them for the fifth seed. And then it's really those, the top two, Milwaukee and Toronto, battling themselves. Then you have Indiana, the Sixers, and the Celtics battling for 3, 4, and 5. They're kind of collected together as a group. And then down below, you have the Brooklyn Nets, Detroit, and Charlotte for the bottom of the standings and how you would, you know, set up for the postseason. Certainly 6, 7, or 8 is much more appealing than the Celtics at 5. But we go back to the question of a Joel Embiid being injured or being having soreness in his knee. And it's going on over a week now, because a week would have been Thursday. And now he missed Thursday's game. That was when people hoped he was coming back. And now he's going to miss today's game against the Warriors. The Sixers did beat the Warriors the last time out, but the Warriors were without Klay Thompson, and Embiid in that game had 20 rebounds. Steph Curry in that game had 45 points. Durant had 25. So it'll be interesting in terms of matchups. And that was before the trade deadline. So Tobias Harris was not a factor in that game. But he was a huge factor against OKC the other night. He had 32. Jimmy Butler had 20. So the two acquisitions really were a key force in the Sixers picking up their 40th win against a Thunder team that also was down a star. They didn't have Paul George that night. I mean, this is part of the life of NBA. You know, guys are in, guys are out. And they're getting to that time in the year where getting healthy is imperative for the postseason. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here until 1 o'clock. Then I'm coming back to you on the other side. We'll talk more Bryce Harper. What do you want to hear from Mr. Harper when he addresses the media later today? 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. One of the biggest weeks ever in Philadelphia sports. The NHL Stadium Series.
Boom! Giroux wins it in overtime!
Big Sixers wins.
Ben Simmons with a right-hand throwdown. And he battles out to try to put a little punctuation mark on that jam.
Eagle Brandon Graham signs 3-year extension.
We have more breaking news.
BG, man. They have signed a 3-year extension with the Eagles.
Brandon Graham signed a 3-year extension with the Philadelphia Eagles.
And the pricing on the cake. Bryce Harper is a Philly.
What? Breaking, oh my God, news. Mike, breaking Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
The ultimate 4 for 4 week, and we're talking about it all. There's only one station that is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Get excited.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me, they calm me down, they made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpoli's family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpoli's tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpoli's Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville. where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at corpolisbakery.com.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Lee Garrison with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. The month of March gives us 5 great ski weekends, and this first ski weekend of the month of March brings us any trail we could possibly want. We could even see a few snowflakes here and there as well. Spring Mountain sets up with 7 runs, Big Boulder, plenty of park action right up till nighttime at 16 trails. Jack Frost 100% open with 20 runs. And Elk Mountain seen a couple of inches of snow leading up to the weekend, 24 trails. Windham Mountain in the Catskills, they're back to snowmaking, 43 trails. Gore Mountain, 31 miles of terrain.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
I'm Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Right now, rejuvenating your bathroom is a pleasure at the Home Depot. Starting with the powerful Waterpik Torrent Showerhead at a new lower price of just $19.98. With 9 spray settings, including a power pulse massage with up to twice the massage force of other spray heads. So treat your bath well, and it'll return the favor. Save on the Waterpik Torrent Showerhead now during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th, while supplies last.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
And right now, a case of Staples multipurpose paper is only $39.99. Plus, rewards members earn an additional $10 back in rewards.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/2/19, limit 2 per customer, valid on SKU 513096.
Getting married? Then you don't need a wedding band. No, my friend, you need 2 wedding bands. You're a pair now, a couple, a duo, and it's beautiful. So visit Benari Jewelers March 6th through 9th to get half off that second band at our once-a-year wedding band event. Buy 1 wedding band and get the second for half off. March 6th through 9th only. Only at Benari Jewelers. RSVP at BenariJewelers.com. Then visit us in Exton or Newtown Square.
A $348 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Philly's official Sixers station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Man, it is just the week to say I'm staying in the city of Philadelphia. We're talking about Harper, Bryce Harper, and he'll be talking to the media this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Brandon Graham the other day, he's staying. And now Jason Kelce. Adam Schefter has despite some end-of-season speculation that he could retire this offseason, Eagles center Jason Kelce reached agreement on a 1-year contract extension that ties him to Philadelphia through 2021, per sources. He's back minus the Mummers garb. I like it, Adam Schefter. That was his tweet. So it's the thing to do. You want to be here. I think what somebody on Twitter, it might have been yesterday, it might have been Harper to Le'Veon Bell, but like, this is the place to be was the gist of one of his tweets. 610-632-0975. Vent is with us. Vent, thanks for hanging on and thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Good morning, DL. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Great, great. You sound great. Hey, before I get to my point,
sure.
Can I make a shameless shout out? I'm on my way to the St. Joe's women's basketball game.
Oh, yes.
It's their last game of the season, and they're playing Fordham at 12 o'clock at Hagen. And, you played basketball in college. You know what senior day is like. It's very emotional, I'm sure.
I didn't play in college, but yes, I do know what senior day is like.
Oh, you played in high school?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, you should have played at St. Joe's. That's what you should have done.
I was a West Coaster by then, Vent. I was a...
I know. You went to UCLA. So, but anyway, thanks for that. And what I like about this signing of Bryce Harper is that intangible that you get with how I think it elevates all the franchises in Philadelphia from a sports standpoint.
I totally agree with you, and I said that earlier today. I think
did you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but we can have this conversation. I think that, and it's not just with Harper. I'll go back to even the Eagles' ability to win a Super Bowl and having the talent to get that done, right? So whether it's the move to move up to get Carson Wentz, I mean, that may have been the original move.
Right.
But anyhow, and then the Sixers having two stars in place, failing to do anything of big notice in the free agency this past summer, but then to be able to trade for the likes of a Tobias and a Jimmy Butler. And now the Harper. And my only thing is that in a good way, the organizations are putting pressure on the other organizations to keep up with the Joneses. Because if you don't put a winner out there on your particular playing field, the fan is going elsewhere because they are chasing a championship, whether you want to say at Citizens Bank Park now or at the Wells Fargo with the Sixers or the Eagles obviously trying to get back to a Super Bowl. So I think it's a great pressure, and I think it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Right, I agree. I mean, competition's never a bad thing.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
And, you could even extend that to the Flyers.
You could. I said they were probably a year behind the other three.
Yes.
I would say that Carter Hart has certainly given people, they're on the right track now.
Yes. They are from what I understand, the hottest team other than Tampa Bay. And those guys are, like, unreal. But the hottest team in the NHL since the middle of January. And they had a huge win last night.
They really did.
Devils.
I know. Yeah. And they weren't playing well. And the Devils are banged up and had a lot of their minor league guys up. But I thought that goal at the end of the second period, which was kind of a fluke, propelled them in that third period. They just came out blazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they're going to have to keep that pace up, unfortunately, to make the playoffs. But you never know.
Right.
You know, it's just about getting in.
Yeah, I want to say there was a game, and maybe it was last night or it's going to be played today, where it's basically two teams they're chasing are both, somebody's getting points, and that's, you kind of need help. And it's going to be difficult. But I would agree with you that the push they have made is remarkable, and it will be a shame if the push started a little too late.
Right, right. Well, that's been the story for the last few years. They really have awful starts. And then they find themselves trying to dig out of it in the second half of the season.
Sure.
And it's too little too late. You know, it's just...
In this case, though, Vent, we can agree that having Carter Hart, and I know he's been hurt, but he'll be back, that finding that piece will make a difference in the long haul, long term.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it does. You know, having a number one goalie is not to be discredited.
Exactly.
I mean, and the thing that irks me a little bit, we had Bobrovsky. The guy's been playing lights out.
Yeah.
And since we got rid of him. And, you know, we made some bad choices in the goaltending department over the years. Brzgala being a huge mistake. But anyway.
Hopefully, you won't have to look back anymore and you can just be happy in the present. Because they have solved that.
All right. Well,
Vent, thank you.
You make it to the game. You got to get to Hagen.
I have a different women's game, and it is also their senior night at Princeton today. Thanks very much.
Anyway.
Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. It's that time of year. There's so many good things going on sports-wise. And basketball, I think I had one caller telling me how many days I had till Selection Sunday. I'm going to assume. Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to be 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's one of my favorite days, too. And then the tournament, just to follow the bracket. I want to say last year was Sister Jean. The big story was Sister Jean and Loyola of Chicago. There were other stories as well. 610-632-0975. And if you didn't hear me, Jason Kelce has agreed to a one-year contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. I am sure there are many people in this city happy to be having Kelce with us and his vibrant personality be with the Eagles for another year. That's good stuff that he's not going to retire. 610-632-0975. I am D. Lynam. I am with you here on The Fanatic until 1 o'clock. Again, we're talking about Bryce Harper. He will address the media down in Clearwater later this afternoon. And the Philadelphia 76ers will be playing the Golden State Warriors without Mr. Joel Embiid. He will miss his fifth consecutive game with knee tendonitis. Concerns about Embiid? And with Bryce Harper, when was the last time a guy or a signing had you this fired up about the possibilities of what the upcoming season that player, along with who he was joining, had you thinking championship, thinking, wow? 610-632-0975. Mike, you're next up when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Sixers are going to beat the Warriors for the first time in 10 tries. Oh, yeah.
Sixers, Golden State, tonight at 8:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. Timeshare Freedom Group.
Against the Delaware Bluecoats at the all-new 76ers Fieldhouse. Now open for NBA G League basketball in Wilmington, Delaware. You don't want to miss the ultimate night out with friends, family, or coworkers. Get your tickets today for Hispanic Heritage Night on March 11th, Heroes and Villains Night on March 16th, or the Pro Wrestling Extravaganza on March 23rd. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Hence 3219. See associate for details.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a 2-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is a deeply unfun topic. Most people don't like trying to figure out how it works, and they definitely don't like thinking about what it could cost. But actually having life insurance feels great, and getting that peace of mind doesn't need to be complicated. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance. Just text Genius to 246810, and in minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers side by side to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Text Genius to 246810 for a special link to apply online, and the team at Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape, leaving you free to do the things you actually enjoy. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, just text Genius to 246810, and Policy Genius will help you get covered fast. If you've been frustrated by insurance in the past, give Policy Genius a try. Just text GENIUS to 246810. Text GENIUS to 246810.
Oh, yeah! Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Here in the Delaware Valley, and I want to tell you that the Mike Missanelli Show is headed to Clearwater for spring training next Thursday and Friday. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic for an early taste of spring and the 2019 season. If you are going to Clearwater, look for the show broadcasting from Spectrum Field. The broadcast made possible by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. We move into the 11 o'clock hour. I'm with you until 1 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. A lot of Bryce Harper chatter, and why not? What a great week. It was a roller coaster ride for sure. And before learning that Harper would be with the Phillies for the next 13 years, $330 million, the richest professional sports contract ever, no opt-out, and a trade clause. I couldn't think of the phrase for that for a second. Both of which I actually think is good. I didn't want the opt-out because if you're asking for that kind of money, then to opt-out just to be able to get more money didn't seem right to the team that is willing to pay you like that. And the no trade clause I think is also fair because while you can't predict your health, and hopefully you have good health and can be playing. I don't know if for the whole 13 years, but that, you know, you made a commitment. So please allow me, if you don't want it anymore, to have a say in that as well. Bryce Harper will be addressing the media at 2 o'clock from Clearwater. Looking forward to that. You can see it on NBC Sports Philadelphia. So, and I'll have to go back. I do believe I read that he's going to wear the number 3 He always wore 34 because Mickey Mantle was his guy, and 3 and 4 added up to the 7. So we'll see. I'm assuming they'll present him with his jersey today. 610-632-0975. You can hop in on the conversation. The other thing we've also been talking about is the fact that the Sixers will be at home tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Warriors have dropped 2 in a row, and the Sixers did beat them back on January 31st out on the West Coast. Klay Thompson did not play in that game. He will play tonight. But Joel Embiid will not play tonight. He will miss his 5th consecutive game. However, his teammates have gone 3-1 in the 4 that he has been sidelined. So we are talking a little about, do you have concerns with when you hear that he's out a 5th game with knee tendonitis? And also, if you invested, because it's was a serious price that you invested to go to this game. You know, the level of disappointment when Embiid's not going to be out there. How drastically does it change what you think will happen on the court? It's part of it. I do think he is hurting from knee soreness. That I do believe is true. 610-632-0975. Mike is with us in King of Prussia. Mike, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Dee, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I wanted to switch topics because, frankly, I've had enough baseball talk for my lifetime at this point.
You know that there's only going to be more down the road here.
I know.
But that's fine. Yeah, let's talk another topic.
So a while back, Howie Roseman made an innocuous comment. I think not a lot of people heard it, but he basically to the effect that they were going to go about doing right by the players that got them to the championship and got them the first Super Bowl. And to me, it rubbed me the wrong way immediately because as much as it sounds good to take care of players that got you where you are, it's a business, and mm-hmm. you kind of have to be a little more ruthless like the Patriots are. And that leads me to the point where we just gave Brandon Graham a contract that I don't think Brandon Graham's worth anymore. I think Brandon Graham's best years are behind him, and I'd rather the Eagles, you know, went out and kind of found someone else. I know Brandon had that big play, but I think paying somebody because of something they've done and, you know, because not what they're projecting his future worth to be, but something he's already done is a bad move in the NFL because of, you know, just salary cap and everything like that. I just don't think what this taking care of players is a good idea. And I think if we bring back Jason Peters, it's another bad mistake. I just think Howie's going about this the wrong way, and I wish we would adopt more of a Patriots mentality where we cut people early instead of sign them too long.
Well, first of all, I mean, he's going to have to earn it over, you know, make the team for the 3 years. So if you're just talking, you don't like it even for next year.
Yeah, I kind of had it in my mind that he'd be one of those cap casualty guys that we could, like, build up our salary cap by not bringing him back. Because he's an expensive player, and he's never even been a 10 sack guy. So
no, and he had 4 last year. I think part of what they try to push was his pressure.
Well, you know, Mike Mamula had a lot of pressure. It didn't make him a good player. Please.
Are you? I like the guy, but are you seriously putting that in the same conversation?
I'm just saying we're talking pressures here. And
okay.
That guy was all about pressure. So
the year before, you say he's not a 10 sack guy. He was a 9 sack guy.
But he's never been a 10 sack guy. And yeah. I just feel like if you're going to pay a player, like, I need production on the field. And yeah, I know he has the single biggest defensive play in Eagles history, but he's also a player that we always forget that Brandon Graham's first few years as an Eagle were not that great. So, I mean, but everybody forgets about that. So I just want to preface that, like, yeah, Brandon Graham had a couple good years, but I think the production you're going to see from him is not worth the contract he just got. And I think Howie's making mistakes just because he wants to sign, be good to players and thinks that's a good idea. But I think you just need to be ruthless in the NFL.
And by the way, I gypped him. He had 9.5 sacks
Still not 10.
Yeah, I know. 9.5 plus the strip sack of Brady, that doesn't qualify.
Yeah, but for most of last season he was injured. I mean,
no, I know he was. I would agree with that. I'm not going there, and he's 30 years old. I get that. I did find the quote where you were talking about Howie Roseman. He said he fits us on and off the field. He's the kind of player and person you want to invest in. So I see where you feel like he's coming from a place of compassion, not business.
There was actually another quote where earlier in this off season, where he said that the Eagles really want to go about making sure that they take care of like the people. And I don't know the exact wording, but that's why I don't think a lot of press, like a lot of people got this, but like I can't remember the exact wording of the quote, but it wasn't directly to Brandon Graham.
I'll look for it. But I appreciate it. We'll see what happens, and it's a good thought. I understand. And the Patriots, they do. They cut people and say thank you for your services.
And they win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I appreciate it, Mike, from King of Prussia. Yeah, I mean, the deal, just so we're clear, it's a $40 million deal, a three-year $40 million deal. It's the second extension Brandon Graham has signed with the Eagles, and they had drafted him 13th overall in 2010. So, and again, 30 years old. Last year, not as many sacks as the year before. He only had 4. And yes, he was hurt, started the year hurt. There's a lot of injury that was part of last year for the Eagles. 610-632-0975. Jackie is with us. Jackie, thanks for calling on yourself. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. I just had a thought. I was listening to your conversation with Linda, our Philly fan.
Yes.
And I just thought it was so sad that she has not been able to watch the Phillies for 2 years. And I thought, we have to hook her up with a TV. There's got to be a way.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you heard this part, but her neighbor said she could come over and watch. He has a 62-inch screen.
True, that's so, probably more than enough. But I kind of felt bad. She's like, oh, my neighbor will let me come over. I thought, oh,
I know.
It's a man.
It is a bummer. I like her enthusiasm, and I also like that she's willing to listen on the radio, because sometimes I was listening to the Flyers on the radio last night, and it is a good change of pace to have to picture in your head what the guys are talking about.
That's very true.
Yes.
I just point that out. But I am, and she cracks out. She's all excited about, our signings, and she's too much. And I thought, wow, I hope I'm like that when I'm 70. Not that I'm, too far away.
That's good for her. Does the Harper signing do the same for you that it was for our friend Linda in Mayfair?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. It's funny. I teach in an elementary school, and people are yelling up and down the hallway when he got signed. Yeah. All the teachers. Come to your door. Come to your door. I'm all yelling down the hallway. So,
I mean, I teach as well. I teach at a college, but they were also saying they had to wait for jerseys. They wanted to go out and have a Harper Phillies jersey instantly. I mean, those will be flying off the rack or shelf, whatever it is, when they get those
absolutely,
made.
Absolutely, right? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Everybody wants everything immediately, right? Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We live in an instantaneous world. That's what it
absolutely
is, Jackie.
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
All right,
yes,
Jackie, have a great rest of your Saturday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for thinking of Linda. That's very nice. All right, Linda, people are out there. They're wanting you to be able to see games as best you can. Hopefully your neighbor. But they appreciate your enthusiasm. 610-632-0975. Bryce Harper is in Clearwater. By the way, so let's see. He's missed 8 spring training games. If he played in every one from this point on, I think if I added up correctly, it would be 25. Of course, that's not going to happen, but you should feel good about the fact that I don't think he's ever played in more than 20 spring training game. So if you thought, oh, should we have concern that he's missed part of spring training? I don't think so. I think he'll be just fine. I'm looking for where those numbers were. And by the way, I thought I had seen where the over-under on his home runs were 32.5. I was wrong. And actually, I should have known I was wrong because he hit 34 last year. And the fact that he's going to Citizens Bank Park, that number should be equal or up. And it is actually up 34.5. Last year, he had the 34 home runs, and he hit 249. He will be talking to the media at 2 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Ryan is with us in Philly. Ryan, thanks for calling the Fanatic. Are you with us, Ryan? All right, Ryan, if you are there, you can come back to you, but we'll go to, oh, there's Ryan. Ryan, are you with us?
Hello.
Ryan, thanks for calling the Fanatic. Okay. Ryan, are you there? Well, either I'm having problems with the, Stan, I hope you are there. Stan, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just glad to hear a voice on the other end.
Right. No, I was going to just touch real quick on Bryce Harper and a quick point about the Sixers. So,
sure.
I said this to Mikey Mish yesterday that I felt like this Bryce Harper deal is so impactful, not only for the Phillies, but for Philadelphia sports in general. Because, you know, we've had that narrative of not being able to land top free agents, like not like good quality free agents, but I'm talking about the guy that free agency that everybody coveted, you know?
Yeah. I mean, from that standpoint, I'd have to say it has to be the one, right?
No, it has to be. It has to be because, you know, we missed out on LeBron and even like Paul George.
I mean, the only one, and I said, I didn't get to read the whole article. Mike Sielski in the paper today compared it to Dr. J.
Well, right. Well, that's a good one. That you have to go that far back, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to go that far back.
No kidding. So I would agree with you. It does something. And on top of that, Stan, that he's on social media saying Philly's the place to be.
Trying to go at Le'Veon Bell, talking about, hey, come over here and all that. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what you love to see from your athletes. Like, I'm watching Ben Simmons, who doesn't really tweet that much.
Yes, he
tweets little things, and he's tweeting at Bryce Harper, retweeting what he's saying.
I love
my guest brother, him and Alshon Jeffrey, like, that's the camaraderie.
It is. It's pretty cool. I was a little surprised. I didn't, and maybe it was me. I didn't see anything from Embiid.
You know, what's crazy is that Embiid really hasn't been tweeting, period.
At all. Now, it could be because of his injury.
But even before that, because I follow him on Twitter.
He's gone a little quiet. Yeah.
And he's been quiet on that and on Instagram. He did say that he's trying to mature more. So he still chirps on the court, but that off the court stuff doesn't happen as much. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, it's just really, you know, relieving to see that because, you know, that for the Philly sports culture, it's just great to see because as much as we wanted LeBron here, you know, and he spurned us for L.A. and Bryce could have done the same thing.
And you know? Because for years, you see, New York gets what they want when they want it. Now, the Knicks haven't been able to do that for a while, but if we're talking Yankees, for sure.
And so
to be able to, you know, change the feeling. I don't know if you earlier I was saying it puts a good pressure on all the organizations, all four of the major sports here, a good pressure to you got to keep up because like Elton Brand, he's done his part, but he's got to keep these guys in the off season.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking at it, and I'm just saying to myself, Howie Roseman going out and making the moves that he made, and you got a Super Bowl out of it, and now. You're trying to re-up and bringing guys back. Like, it's just the sense, the energy in Philadelphia, it seems to be higher than it's been in a long, long time.
Well, because I think Stan, people can feel it.
Yeah.
You can say we want to build a championship, right? And I'll go even to the Sixers. You know, Josh Harris came and bought this team and said, we're going to build a championship and we want one that's sustainable.
Right.
And you know, it took 5 years and it felt painful. But for this, for the first time, you do believe that in these next couple of years,
you have a legitimate shot.
We're not just, you know, talking, blowing smoke. This is legit.
Like being in a contender. And that's what I'm looking at the Phillies. And of course, the whole speculation now about Mike Trout and how you could try to do something and maneuver that would be incredible. So it's just, you know, I really just loved how much it did just to change that whole, oh, I don't want to go to Philadelphia narrative. Yep. Like, I always hated that. I always hated the whole thing about throwing Santa Claus and the batteries. And I'm just like, if y'all can just get that out of your mind,
it's time for a new dialogue.
It is. It really is.
I appreciate the call, and I look forward. I'm sure you do, too. I can't wait to hear why, for Bryce Harper, why it was Philadelphia that he wanted.
Real quick. I would love. I know the Sixers play the Warriors thing. It's going to be a tough game, especially without Embiid.
Yes.
I would love for Bryce Harper to be the one to ring the bell. I would love for that to happen.
Oh, Matt Cord tweeted that out a while ago, but he's in Clearwater. You could fly him up and back.
Fly him up real quick. You know what I mean?
I hear you. In a heartbeat, and the fact, I appreciate it, Stan. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Now, if the Middleton plane was available twice for Vegas, out back now for him to get to Clearwater, I'd sign that thing and have him ringing that bell at 8:30, 8:25. Oh, my God, that would bring the house down, wouldn't it? 610-632-0975. Bryce Harper ringing the bell the day he signed his contract. Wouldn't that be outstanding? 610-632-0975. We go to Ryan. Ryan in Philly. Ryan, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Sixers Warriors tonight. I got to get your opinion. How close are we to a championship?
How close are you to a championship? Well, I'll say it like this, Ryan, that they did the right move, that they made moves that make them competitive to get there. And if they didn't make the moves, they were not good enough to get there. That they did that is true. That they have competition in Milwaukee and Toronto for sure. Those two teams have played at a high level consistently for the entire year. And Milwaukee, by the way, clinched their playoff spot last night. So it's not a layup, but that they are constructed to be able to get there. I think they are.
I think it's a disappointment if they don't get to the finals with the way that they made the trade. And they're going to be worse next year. I think they went all in. If it's not a finals team, what are they?
Well, one of the things I did appreciate that Elton Brand, and he said he would be disappointed if they did not get to the finals. He wants to, like, his phrase was getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and doing well is really what they need to do. So doing well, I'm assuming, is get to the finals. He did say, though, that this is built to be good in the future as well. All right.
Okay.
I mean, I guess my point to you is, yes, they can compete, but it's not a layup. I think you got to look at Milwaukee and Toronto and believe that they have very good rosters as well.
Oh, they do. Sixers, Celtics,
Go Birds. All right, see you later. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll continue the conversation here with Mike in Malvern. Mike, thanks for calling The Fanatic. What's on your mind on this Saturday morning?
How you doing? Colin, been listening to your radio station for the last week. I'm an actual Las Vegas resident.
Ah.
Doing some work in Philadelphia. And
let me ask you a quick question, Mike, since you're a Vegas guy. Do people run into people? Like, if Bryce Harper's in Vegas, do people bump into him?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you one better. I've watched Bryce Harper for the last 5 weeks training out at Elite Training Academy out there in Las Vegas. My son plays travel ball, and he's been working out at Elite Training Academy. Was frustrated for a while that I didn't know where he was going. And the kind of guy that Philadelphia is getting is one hell of a guy that you're getting here.
Wow, that's exciting.
He has been working out hard. Actually, didn't even know. We never asked him when he was working out where he was going. It was just one of those taboo conversations when they're working out and whatnot. But 2 weeks ago, as spring training pitchers and catchers were reporting, he said he really did not have one or two solid offers. And it was pretty weird to hear that he's going to Philly, which was always the talk, even back in Las Vegas. But this town is just going to eat him up. He is a great guy, especially with kids. He's taken my 14-year-old son during these training sessions and taught him the art of hitting on what he does, the tee work he does, and this city is just getting a great guy for the next 13 years.
Wow, those are great stories about Bryce Harper. So does that make you now a Phillies fan, and were you a Nationals fan because of your interaction with Harper before?
Well, I'll I'll tell you this. I am born and raised in Chicago, so we had the outside hope he was going to join his buddy Bryant on the Cubs, but knew that wasn't going to happen. But to be honest with you, no matter what team we were going, I mean, that he has done for baseball in that town as far as travel ball, Little League ball. He's put baseball, Las Vegas was never a hotbed for baseball.
Yeah.
Over the last 4 or 5 years, it's become that hotbed where we're getting a lot of national exposure. A lot of, used to be a football town, and football's gone by the wayside. And since he's come around, him and Bryant and Joey Votto, or not Votto, but Joey Gallo, they have made the travel ball circuit in Las Vegas a huge thing now. That is the number one sport.
Wow.
With the Golden Knights coming right behind it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that'll be encouraging. People will love to hear that because I think especially with youth, you hope that the baseball gets, you know, a piece of the pie again because it really has gone to the wayside.
You know, I think that's what doesn't get talked. A lot of people talk about as cockiness, but you know what? In order to be a great player, you got to have that cockiness, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
But for the community, this place is going to, for what he does and what he does with the community, this place is going to eat him up for the next 13 years.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your Saturday. Wow, that I love hearing stories like that, you know? Invest in the youth. You were there once. He was a 14-year-old kid. Actually, by the time he was, he was like 16 and he was already becoming a pro. So this guy, 16, 17 years old. Bryce Harper will be addressing the media at 2 o'clock from Clearwater. You can see it on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We will continue the conversation about Harper, about Joel Embiid missing his fifth consecutive game tonight against the Warriors. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on The Fanatic. By the way, Matt C. Notes, you guys are up next on the other side. And again, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Baseball has returned to Philadelphia. The Phillies sign Bryce Harper. Keep it on The Fanatic all day as we break down the new look lineup. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thanks. Additional all offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS 65. Previous rentals. Encore 24-month lease. Zero due at sign with 1,500 conquest rebate. Call 1-800-KERBAG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck's March markdown is in full swing. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, GMCs, cars, trucks, and SUVs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP 53,740. You pay 26,870. That's half price. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was 53.8. Now 32.6. $199 down delivers. 0% financing for 72 months. Sign and drive. U2019 Buick Encore. Just $199 per month. Zero due. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, and GMCs reduced. 0% for 72 months. No payments till Memorial Day. Now in full swing at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hurry to Macy's for extra savings on the newest spring styles and trends. Just use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 25 or 15% off. Save on faves with 20 to 40% off the latest looks, shoes, handbags, and more. Sleep longer with 8-piece reversible bed ensembles, $37.99. Save 25 to 65% on men's suits, sportswear, and more. Now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply. Star Rewards members get more perks for all their likes. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to start that next brake job on your to-do list. And AutoZone is the perfect place to get the job started. Our Duralast brake bundle has the pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Starting at $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone, we'll help you keep your brakes in shape so you can stop with confidence. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Attention, Philadelphia sports bettors. Guys, this is JR from JRWins.com, and I've got unbelievable, incredible information that we've just uncovered on this big matchup going down tonight between Golden State and Philadelphia. You heard right. Warriors 76ers action. The point spread winner, yours absolutely free right now on my 30-second recorded message. Call this number now. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. 800-499-FREE. The only company in history to ever hit over 80% documented. In fact, we gave out close to 100 games for free, live on air, and we were documented 81%. Tonight's game between the Warriors and 76ers is a surefire winner. Call now, get it free on tape. 800-499-FREE. 800-499-3733 and online at JRWins.com.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions.
I would think that he is feeling pressure for sure already. He knows it. He knows what's being said. He knows the significance, I would think, of him coming there. And here we are. Who's to complain now? And I listen all day. I mean, I hear all the talk shows or the sports shows, and we listen. And, you know, hey, take a step back from time to time and realize if you are a Philly person or you've lived and died with the sports teams over the years, if you just, you know, happen to be talking to a rabid sports fan who lives in Nebraska, you know what? He's not feeling, I'm trying to relay what, think of what we've got here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It is
at the top. I mean, my goodness.
It is a wow time to be a Philadelphia sports fan across the board, in my opinion.
I think so. And if you, you know, I think many people have always dreamed about, you know, being a, having a job like, or doing what you do.
Sure.
And,
me.
I would love to have done that, but in addition to that, here we have four teams that are four big time teams in a big time sports environment, as big as it gets. I don't know how it could get any better than this. Obviously, you want to win. Sure, you know, we hope to win some championships here. And you've got a guy coming in.
Yeah, who's going to make that a real, real possibility. Rich, I appreciate the phone call, and I would agree. You know, the funny thing you say, you know, makes it great for fans, makes it great for conversation. It is funny, though. I think it's easier to talk about winning possibilities, but when people struggle, there's some way, somehow that too generates conversation endlessly. So it does go both ways, but it's more enjoyable for me in particular to talk about the good, the winning, the trending upwards. I love trending upwards because there is when a team wins 10 games in an NBA season, that gets difficult. 610-632-0975, and obviously those days are in the past right now, but it wasn't that far back. 610-632-0975. Lex is with us on the cell. Lex, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I can. If you have your radio on, just turn it off.
I'm sorry, it's Max, not Lex. You must have heard me wrong.
Oh, okay. Max?
Yeah, from Lincoln. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great, great. I'm a big basketball, football, Eagles guy, but I cannot stop thinking about baseball now.
Oh, good for you.
It has changed my whole, I can't wait to go to a game. And in the summertime, I'm so excited.
I think the Citizens Bank Park is going to be a place to be this summer. And it's been a while.
I think it's going to be electric back to like the 08 days.
Yep, exactly.
I really can't wait. I think it's going to be great for the kids. I heard everybody was saying. I think the kids are going to really flock to Bryce Harper, and it'll draw them in. And it's just really great for Philly sports, honestly. I feel blessed and lucky as a sports fan. I really do. I just can't believe that all these teams are contending. I feel like it's only a matter of time for the hockey team to get together. Like, they have no choice. It's going to be like, I don't know. It's just an exciting time right now to be in Philly.
It is true. And actually, I mean, give the Flyers kudos. It's a long shot, but they have made such a push to make the postseason, and they've played good hockey.
Right.
I don't know. Did you watch the stadium series last week?
No, I was on the road, but I was listening in.
So good.
That's great in itself. That's just a great idea.
It really is. And it was threatened a little bit because the weather looked like it wasn't going to cooperate. And for most of the game, it did. But, yes, I will go back to your initial thought, though, Max, that it is definitely a great time in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, and I'm getting excited for March Madness. I think Jay Wright got another run in him because I'll be getting better. It's the right time.
It is the right time to get hot. That's true.
All right, so it's all about what you do in March. As long as you make it to the dance.
That is true, and because they know how to do it, that's, you know, part of it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's great to be a Philly fan right now. I'm more like a sports high. I really feel what it feels like. And it's hard to come down. I keep thinking about Bryce, how good the Phillies are going to be. It's just a good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing him at 2:00. I don't know, you know, I just want to hear what he has to say.
I definitely can't wait to hear what he has to say. It's funny because Sixers are kind of an afterthought. It's such a big deal. Like, we're playing the Warriors tonight. My first thought when we wake up is Bryce Harper and Phillies.
I know, right? But think about that. We got Bryce Harper going to be talking at 2:00, and you have the Sixers and the Warriors at 8:30. I mean, this is good stuff.
All right. And in a way, it's beautiful. It's a good thing because I'm hoping the Sixers will go under the radar because everybody's worried about Bryce. And I just want the Sixers to get better, you know, mesh together, Tobias and Jimmy to get fully comfortable, you know, get it together.
All right, Max, we'll enjoy the rest of the day because you got a lot on the table there for you with Bryce Harper and the Sixers. And he brought up Tobias and Jimmy Butler. That combination in the OKC game produced 52 points. So I have loved watching Tobias Harris. I think, as I said, I had to write an article for somebody. He has lived up to the resume, which included Western Conference Player of the Month in October, November. He came here averaging 21 points, shooting 43 from three and pulling down 7 rebounds. And he has not lived up to billing right out of the gate. He did. He had the one poor 3-point shooting night against the Boston Celtics. And I think he was 0 for 6. And since then, Tobias it is. 610-632-0975. We go back to baseball and talk to Chris in Delaware. Chris, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Dave, it's a pleasure as always. Hey, as far as Bryce Harper's over-under for, what was it, 34.5?
Yes.
I'll take the over simply because that number on his back is small. His bat speed is bound to be faster.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think you factor in, yeah, the park itself. And, yeah, last year was 34, so they tack on a half.
Yeah, well, with little number 3 on his back, he's bound to be a little quickness there, not so much weight carrying around on the material. But anyway, enough of the joking. Last year I married me a wife, and since all of our kids are grown and out the door, we got lots of time. And aside from our common interest, she is making a yeoman's effort getting into sports and learning the game. She still struggles with football, and she wanted to go to either a Phillies or a Sixers game. And, of course, I don't really feel like paying $75 to sit on the end up top at a Sixers game these days. So
you'll go to a Phillies?
Yeah. So I got me an $80 seat for $40 a few weeks ago. So her first game's going to be in May. Really nice seat. It's going to be awesome. So
Well, that is the one nice thing about baseball, because the season is so long that you can, you know, have an affordable date night, so to speak.
Right.
And go enjoy, you know, being under the stars or go to a day game, whatever.
Yeah, it's a day game. I don't think that that $40 seat would be $40 these days. I had a feeling that Harper was coming. But anyway, another cool thing was that in the OKC game, my wife's an RN, so she works back-to-back 12-and-a-half-hour shifts.
Okay.
And this was the night between. So, you know, she has to get up early in the morning. She's tired, but she refused to go to bed until that game was over.
Oh, wow,
and,
cool.
So she's really latched on to basketball, and she loves the Sixers. And so is this the Tobias Harris that we can expect, the finisher, the guy that's going to step it up? Because, you know, I'm not really seeing him too much. Other, you know, I don't really watch too many games besides the Sixers. Is this what we can expect?
Well, I don't think you're going to get 32 out of them every night, but they were depleted some of their guys the other night. I think he has, you know, he came in averaging 21 points. I think he's definitely capable, and he'll do that for you. And he shoots 43 from three, and I think he'll continue to shoot over 40 for sure.
Between he and Jimmy, you know, Jimmy still is deferring. I mean, the first possession of the game, he's right there at the mouth of the rim, and he passes it out to Bolden. And, you know, I'm like, come on, man, shoot the ball. So between it, you know, he's really doing that, deferring, and, you know, that's admirable. But between he and Harris, which one of the two do you think is more of a killer if he really asserts himself offensively?
Well, I mean, I'll go back to when Butler was first added to the roster. He had a two or three game-winning shots that
right.
I haven't seen others being willing to take in that position, and he was brand new to the roster. I don't think he ever shies away from the moment. Now, is he a guy who lets the game come to him and acknowledges that there are multiple people around him? Yeah. I mean, I always look at their assists, and I love the way this team passes the ball. I mean, that game against OKC, they had 33 assists in that game, and they're missing an Embiid, and they're missing their backup center as well. But a willingness to pass the ball like that, I mean, that's a style of play. And I think only people who let the game come to them, acknowledge what is around them, and understand that there probably is always a pass that will get you what they, I know it sounds cliche, good to great, that Jimmy Butler believes that and Tobias Harris believes that, Ben Simmons believes that. So I think it's a style of play. I don't think it's him shying away from a moment.
That was that first half was a thing of beauty. But then, you know, in the second half, when you knew they were going to make the run and the game slowed down, they were still able to maintain.
Yep.
And that's the way it's going to be in the playoffs. So it was very concerning to see, you know, Ben miss those two free throws. And I think that, to me, is, we talked about this before, I think that, to me, is going to be the key to the Sixers postseason, because the game's going to slow down. The games are all going to be tight. And how many easy points are they going to leave off the scoreboard by missed foul shots or missed shots down low?
Chris, I appreciate the call. Yes, we're going to talk about that on the other side, because I do think that is of concern. Concern is Embiid's health being good for the postseason, and what would you do with Ben Simmons in terms of his lack of ability to make free throws? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Bryce Harper is finally a Philly, and we're talking Phillies baseball on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A+ rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
87.55. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XT S65. Previous rentals. Encore 24-month lease. Zero due at signing with 1,500 conquest rebate. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck's March Markdown is in full swing. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, GMCs, cars, trucks, and SUVs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $53,740. You pay $26,870. That's half price. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600.
Dylan, $199 down delivers.
0% financing for 72 months. Sign and drive. New 2019 Buick Encore. Just $199 per month. Zero due. Over 500 Cadillacs, Mercedes-Benz, Buicks, and GMCs reduced. 0% for 72 months. No payments till Memorial Day. Now in full swing at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second, plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer ends 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to WilliamHill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/2/19. See associate for details.
Sports Talk, Royersford, and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. 12:31 here on this Saturday morning, and we've been talking a lot about no Joel Embiid tonight at the center when they take on the Warriors. This just in, Steve Kerr said Klay Thompson's right knee inflamed enough where it doesn't make sense to play him, so Klay Thompson will be out. He likely will get an MRI when the team gets back to the Bay Area on Sunday. Also, Kevin Looney has right pelvic soreness. He's out against the Sixers as well. So there's still some talent that'll be on that court tonight, though. 8:30 start at the center. Last time around, the Sixers won. Steph put up 41 and Durant had 25. Steph was 10 of 18 from three-point range. Bryce Harper is going to be talking at 2 o'clock from Clearwater. You can listen to that press conference right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Looking forward to that. Can't wait to hear what Bryce has to say about his new home and his new teammates and the whole process that went down over the last 118 days. 610-632-0975. Drew is with us. Drew is with us from Westchester. Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hey, D. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Always good. Glad to talk to you.
You as well.
Saturday here. So let's talk some hockey. You know, Flyers, they used their 8th goalie last night.
I know, right, Cam?
Yeah, and now what do we do when Hart's healthy and when he comes back? We've got 3 goalies. What do you think their mindset's going to be?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think you got to wait to make sure he's okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know what his injury was. I think what they just
said,
lower body.
That's the typical hockey
way. Anything from a toenail injury or something. You know, hockey. Yeah, they don't really give you too much specifics.
No, they don't. I'm surprised other sports haven't taken that on as, like, you know, lower body instead of just upper and lower body, and then not have to give any specifics.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I mean, I think it's a great, I don't know if it's a great problem to have or not, to have, you know, this situation where we're now fighting for, I don't want to say we, because I'm actually not a Flyers fan.
Yeah, you're a Penguins fan. I know who you are.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they're a rival, so I definitely followed them very closely and watched their games, you know, living in the area and everything. I thought they played a great game last night versus the Devils, which is always seems to be a thorn in their side.
Yep, a nemesis for them. Though, I will say repeatedly, I was listening to it on my car ride on the radio, that the Devils are beat up.
Yeah, now they are definitely a shell of a team that they used to be. They're missing their best player in Taylor Hall, so that's definitely an issue. But yeah, I mean, I think they're only 5 or 6 points out of this playoff spot.
Six.
I mean, the Penguins,
the problem is that they might get a point, or somebody doesn't get a point, but whoever they're playing is also in front of them. So it becomes hard because you need help from multiple teams in front of you.
Yeah, no, that's and Carolina, I mean, what a shocker they've come out to be all of a sudden. They're just rolling. And I think they were the surprise team there. That's really kind of throwing a wrench in everyone's situation, you know, because you figured the Flyers, Penguins would be fighting there, but then you didn't really figure Carolina was going to come in into the mix. And now you've got 4 teams fighting there for that final spot, really.
Yeah, and what happens in this Flyers situation, it's like you're running against the clock, too. You know, you make this great push, but it may have started too late.
Nah, it's going to be an interesting end of the season, D, so I can't wait to see what happens.
All right, Drew.
But I still don't think anyone beats Tampa in a 7-game series, to be honest. I think they're the cream of the crop this year with winning the cup. So, but still, you make it to the dance, you never know what can happen.
You never know, and a goalie can stand on his head and change everything.
That's right, D. Thanks. Have a great day, D.
All right, Drew. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5. We will go to Danny, who's in Delaware. Danny, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you on this Saturday?
Hey, D, how you doing? You remember me from the 87er game.
I do.
Blue Coats.
Blue Coats now, right. But that's all right. They were the 87ers. It's all good.
Yeah, I was calling. You know, I'm a diehard Sixer fan. I love what they've done with the trades and all. But the concerning thing is with how they handle Embiid. Like, they're saying the tendonitis. Is this something to be concerned about with? I mean, their medical staff, you don't know what's going on. So is it something to be concerned with or what?
Well, I mean, I get concerned when, you know, you say he'll be out a week and that week has come and gone and he's missing now 2 games beyond that week. 2 more, I should say. So my concern is that he does have he's had some problems with his knees in the past, or knee, foot, whatever. He's had injury issues, and he's a big man. And, you know, you want him healthy for the postseason. So,
well, now that they actually have depth at the center position, wouldn't it, like, make sense to, instead of playing him 35, 36 minutes, to, like, cut it back? I mean, I actually like Jarena Bolden a lot. I think he was playing good all year, then Boban came in, and, I mean, like, I was at the Celtics game, and I felt like if Bolden was in that game, he would have helped because he could switch because he's so athletic. And it's like, as soon as Boban came in, he stopped playing bold. And now he played great in OKC.
He did play well, yeah. He had the 14 points for sure. And you're right, he did fall out of the rotation when they acquired Boban. But I think part of that was you needed to know what you have in Marjanovic and know how you want to use him as a backup. I would agree with you that Bolden should not completely fall out of that rotation, and that hopefully, depending on the matchup, that he's up for the task of being able to be a more mobile guy. When the opposition goes with a smaller lineup, that Bolden is your guy, and that Bolden and Boban are really killing me with the names.
Well, the thing is when you're playing against a team like Boston, or you got guys that are going to, like, a stretch five, I mean, it's common sense. You need Bolden in the game.
Yeah, sure.
But when you're playing against a team like that has a low post player and really not that mobile, then it's him. I mean, I think some Brett's rotations are a little head scratching sometimes.
Well, I tried to say to somebody earlier in the show, Danny, that the acquisition of five new faces at the trade deadline is part of the reason. You need to know what you have. Part of the problem is that two of your two big men are both hurt.
Yeah, but when you put three guys on the court that can't shoot or they're not scorers, I mean, it's common sense, a lot of it, I think. I mean, I've been around basketball for a while, but when you're putting a bunch of guys that can't shoot, I mean, you should always have Harris, Butler, Dacom, one of them two at all times. Because you know Ben's not a great shooter, so you got to put, I mean, when he's got TJ, Ben, and Amir, come on.
TJ, Ben, and Amir. I'll have to see who else was on the floor with him. Danny, I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for calling the Fanatic. No, you definitely have to be cognizant, and I've said from day one that with the starting five that they now have, you should be able to have two of them on the floor at all times. Now, you mentioned TJ and Ben. I would say he usually keeps a JJ out there if it's a Ben and no Tobias or Butler. I mean, that I believe has been the case. JJ has not shot the ball very well in these last four games. 3-for-13 against the Thunder the other night. But I think it's a matter of figuring out what those rotations need to be and when guys are on the floor. So you're going to see plenty of Bolden tonight because Boban is still out and Embiid is still out. Also out in this game will be Klay Thompson. Should be a good one down at the center. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill, you're up next on the other side.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Sixers are going to beat the Warriors for the first time in 10 tries. Oh, yeah.
Sixers, Golden State, tonight at 8:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming March 16th, the hilarious JB's Move. March 27th, experience Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix Tribute. April 5th, country star Rodney Carrington. May 2nd, Whitesnake. May 4th, Foreigner. May 11th, comic legend Jay Leno. For tickets, visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Sports betting is here at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
All your favorite ways to bet.
Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault.
Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's. Your body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com. There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Getting married? Then you don't need a wedding band. No, my friend. You need two wedding bands. You're a pair now. A couple. A duo. And it's beautiful. So visit Benari Jewelers March 6th through 9th to get half off that second band at our once-a-year wedding band event. Buy one wedding band and get the second for half off. March 6th through 9th only. Only at Benari Jewelers. RSVP at BenariJewelers.com. Then visit us in Exton or Newtown Square.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3219. See associate for details.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched The Net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Dylan's hitting me with some melancholy music, getting me ready for the rest of my Saturday. 610-632-0975. We'll go right back to the phones. I'm joined by Bill. Bill, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you on this Saturday?
Hey, D. Huge fan of the show. I think you're one of the more underrated sports personalities in town, and I love listening to your dad on the Sixers postgame live.
I will pass that along.
Yeah, please do. Two things. One, I know the trade deadline's over, obviously, for the Sixers.
Yep.
But I was wondering, because of Boban being banged up, and Embiid, obviously, not 100%, are there any buyout candidates that could help them, like Gortat, for example, on the bench? I'm not sure if he got picked up or not.
He didn't as of the other day. Gortat was my only one when I looked that was worthy of consideration. But if... In both these cases, first of all, Boban, they think that he will be back 1 week. So
okay.
I'll take them at their word for that. Now, I know that doesn't mean a lot to people out there because with Embiid, unfortunately, you know, we'll evaluate him in a week and it seems to stretch on and it has in the past. But, you know, he's your greatest investment. Now, would you prefer they just say, you know, we're going to say a week, but if he misses 8-9 games, so be it. We're just going to make sure he's good to go for the postseason. I mean, maybe that's what you would prefer, but that's not how they've handled that in the past and not how they're doing it right now.
Right. Okay. And that's fine, as long as he's healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Number two.
I mean, the fact that, he has no damage in there, you know, tendonitis is what it is.
Right. You just have to deal with it and be, you know, kind of.
Correct.
I'm sure. And so, number two, J.J. Redick, obviously a great player and love watching him play. He's amazing. He gets exposed a little bit on the defensive end by the Celtics. And I saw the Trailblazers going after him.
Oh, they went after him. Nonstop. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm wondering, would Brett Brown dare limit his minutes against like a team like the Celtics where the matchup isn't great? And maybe put in someone like a... is it Smith off the bench, the guy with the neck tattoos?
Meaning Mike Scott?
Mike Scott, sorry.
Mike Scott. No problem. First of all, I think part of, and you bring up a good point with the Portland game, and they did go at him. But I also think that you're seeing, and maybe more with JJ than others on the court, when you don't have Embiid. Embiid makes up for a lot of people's mistakes, right? So you could still post... You know, if you want Harkless posting up JJ left and right, I know Harkless was one of them, might have been another guy too, but I think when Embiid is in there, that's, you can't do it the way we're seeing JJ get exposed these last couple of games. So would they limit his minutes? If in fact he's not being effective, but keep in mind, taking him off now, he has not shot the ball great. 2 out of the last 3, actually all 3. He was 1 of 10 in the Portland game, 5 of 16, and then 3 of 13. So really, he's missing Embiid more than anybody because the, you know, dribble handoffs that he does with Embiid and defensively having him have his back, I think, is what's really been the problem for JJ more than anything.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks very much. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for taking my call.
And I do agree with you, Bill, that Mike Scott can shoot a 3, not like JJ, but I'm seeing it more than his first couple of games.
Yes.
Yes.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you. We'll go to Paulie. Paulie wants to talk about Bryce Harper. Paulie, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, D. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day.
I have two questions for you. Number one. Favorite cheesesteak place in Philly?
I haven't had a cheesesteak in probably more than a year at least.
Wow. All right. Number two, don't you think the money that we gave to Bryce Harper, don't you think he can go to better things? Maybe paying the teachers?
I would say no.
I mean, I hear you, Paulie, but John Middleton is in the business of owning a team. And I'm not going to get in a conversation.
You don't think the teachers should get paid that much?
I think teachers are... My sister is a teacher. I teach. And I don't think it's a great salary all the time. But that these are apples and oranges. That we could have a conversation about making the world a better place, I get it. If you have something legitimate that you want to talk about Bryce Harper, because this is not the time or place to talk about how we can fix the world.
We can compare apple to oranges. I've compared them before.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right, Paulie. I thought you wanted to have a sports conversation on a good Saturday. And, you know, when you talk about, yeah, there's also people who make movies that make a ton of money, too. And, you know, can they save the world also? Yeah, there's a lot of people and there's a lot of disparity in this world. But it's a great day because Bryce Harper at 2:00 will be addressing the media for the first time as a Philadelphia Philly. And you can listen to that press conference right here on 97.5. And if you want to see what is all going down, you can watch it TV wise on NBC Sports Philadelphia. So that's at 2:00. And then later on at 8:30 this evening, Sixers and the Warriors will be playing at the center. Maybe some revenge factor because the Sixers beat the Warriors earlier in the year. January 31st, actually. Joel Embiid had a huge game, 26 points. He didn't shoot the ball well. I say big game, 26 points, 20 rebounds. He was 8 of 24 from the floor. But the Sixers were successful and defeated the defending champs. In that game, Golden State did not have Klay Thompson, and tonight they will not have Klay Thompson either. He has soreness and inflammation in his knee as well. Well, I say as well. Joel Embiid sidelined with soreness in his knee also. So that'll be happening later on tonight at 8:30. And in between, you can listen to great conversation here on 97.5. We'll go to Eric, who has a thought about Bryce Harper. Eric, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Damn, that was quick.
I know. Well, I'm up against it because I'm done at the top of the hour. I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Well, thanks. I don't think you're underrated. I think you're just underexposed, baby. But, Bryce Harper, don't you think he looks a lot like Gritty in the picture they've been floating around all the time?
Oh, my gosh, it's so funny.
Gritty was a person?
Don't you think, though, they kind of photoshopped a little too much there?
No, I don't know. But, I mean, with that beard.
The beard is part of it. Well, let's see what he looks like when he steps to the podium later today.
Welcome to Philly, Bryce.
Welcome to Philly. He has a chance to, you know, there's a lot of stars in the city all of a sudden.
Oh, absolutely. And there should be.
Yes.
I mean, he's a big-time player.
He's a big-time player who just elevated. Actually, I saw that Jim Salisbury said that the Phillies have sold 180,000 tickets since this signing became official.
It's been a while since there's been that kind of buzz in Philly.
I know.
You know, I'm not from Philly, but I share a kinship with Philly fans.
You're from Trenton, so have you always been Philadelphia, or you swing to New York?
I like the Mets, but I always like to see the Phillies do good.
I got you.
You know, my mom and papa took me to my first baseball game, and it was a Mets game. You know, we're on the borderline. So
I know you are. You get a choice.
It is what it is.
It is what
but
it
I
is.
I do like to see Philly do well.
All right.
If the Mets ain't going to do it, I want Philly to do it.
Well, they certainly have improved their roster from a year ago, and it's more than just Bryce Harper.
I'll give you a hell yeah for that.
All right, Eric.
You have a nice day.
Have a great day, Eric. Thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I am running out of time here. I want to thank Dylan behind the glass. Dylan, thanks for all the help on the phone calls and the audio. Darren DeCatano is coming up, and in that show, at 2 o'clock, you'll be able to listen to Bryce Harper live from Clearwater and hear what he has to say about. I'm sure many, many things will be asked about this whole free agency time, what it took to get it done, what his emotions were going through it, and why Philly? Why Philly? It could be the price tag, but there could be other things that he found appealing. Maybe somebody will also ask him if he truly talked to Mike Trout about the beautiful things about this city. Thanks for being with me on this Saturday morning. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. And at that point, we'll have Sixers to talk about. We'll see what happens against the Warriors, and we can dissect the Bryce Harper press conference. Until then, have a great day. I am Dee Lynam, and you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.